Blog Talk Radio. Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. We're still waiting for Ron to manage to get in. But we are here. So, hello, everyone. I hope that you can hear me. If you could just wave to me or something so I can know if I could be heard or not, I would appreciate it. Hello? Can anybody hear me? Hello, welcome to the Ron Rex Show. Okay, could somebody let me know if you could hear me or not? Hello? Thank you, Benny. Okay, we're still waiting for Ron to get in. He's having a problem with his Skype, so we're going to let him continue to try to work his way in, and you see that he already has a title for the show, and it's the end of money. Is it the end? What does he have here? Is it the end of the world? So, you know, basically, is money the end of it all? If you don't have any money, does money control everything about you? Are you just worried about a paycheck, you know, just having money just to do things? Are you worried about other things? If you don't have money, will you be able to survive? So that's where we're basically at, and not saying that, you know, this is the end of the world, because nobody knows that day nor the hour. But this is what the show topic is going to be on tonight. And I hope that you will enjoy it and that Ron will be able to get in with us quickly. And I want to thank everyone for coming back with us again, especially after tolerating me last night. I certainly appreciate it. And if you give me a minute, then I will give you a song, and hopefully Ron can get in here, because I didn't go through the queue or anything else. I just came in and just went through the whole song. So now we just got to wait for Ron. So I hope everyone's having a good one. It's raining here. They're calling for thunderstorms and everything. So hopefully we won't get it. But as with all things, we have to see. Okay. I'm going to try something else, Benny. I don't know what's going on with this. This is strange. Oh, my. Okay, well, I see that Ron has signed out, so maybe he's trying to come back in. Hopefully we can get all of this straight. This, oh, it's one of them rainy nights, so it's rainy here. I don't know what it's like in his neck of the woods or anyone else's, but in mine, it's raining. I wonder why I don't have sound. Okay, I know what I did now.
Thank you. Will not not be televised, brother. There were pictures of you and Willie Mae putting that shopping cart down the block on the run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on bail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no reruns. The revolution will be live.
High-stakes showdown in Congress, and Majority Leader Eric Cantor burst through the swinging saloon doors to call out four endangered Senate Democrats by name, asking whether they stand with him in trying to defund Obamacare or face the consequences.
I want to know where Senator Pryor stands on protecting the middle class. How about staying in North Carolina? Mary Landrieu of Louisiana?
What about Mark Begich of Alaska?
Let's bring in our political panel, senior writer of the Washington Examiner, Philip Klein, CNN chief political analyst, Gloria Borger, and syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune, Clarence Page. Before we get to the discussion, Gloria, just a translation for people who aren't familiar with the names of all the senators, like dorks such as the four of us are. What is the significance of naming Pryor, you accept it, Philip and Clarence, Pryor, Hagan, Landrieu, Begich? What do they all have in common?
Is that a trick question? Because how about 2014? Okay, there, did I win? 2014,
and?
Up for re-election. Conservative state.
Yes.
Endangered species.
Nice. That's
okay.
It.
Is that good?
That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. Philip, I wanted to start with you. 51% of Americans say they're going to blame House Republicans if the government shuts down. Is this a good idea, what House Republicans are doing right now? Forgetting whether or not Obamacare should be law, which it is. This as a political ploy, do you think it's smart?
Well, look, you just played the clips of Eric Cantor, and a big reason why he's majority leader is because of Obamacare and the reaction against that in 2010. I think the problem is that now, because all the focus is on government shutdown or not, it's distracting from a lot of the really bad news that we have about Obamacare. Just this week, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services came out and they said Obamacare is going to increase healthcare spending by over $600 billion relative to what would have been the status quo beforehand.
From Trader Joe's and other people who are taking drastic measures with their employees' healthcare plans.
Yeah, and today the Wall Street Journal reported that the exchanges aren't even ready. They're having problems, glitches.
Yeah.
Just the latest glitch is that they don't know how to give out the prices of people's health care.
Instead of the government
shutdown. Why aren't they, Clarence? Why aren't they?
Well, they aren't quite listening. This is the problem. A lot of the reasons why these changes are having troubles because Republicans in Congress sending demands for paperwork and other various gimmicks.
That's ridiculous. I mean, we've known.
I'm old enough to remember Medicare when it came in. There were problems with Medicare too. Obama and Biden have said all along we're going to be problems. That's what we're seeing. And also, Trader Joe's is not a bad thing. Trader Joe's, for example, we don't know whether it's going to be good or bad, but the fact is that's a private exchange. That's really the way a lot of businesses were going anyway. We're going to find out after it's in operation.
So I was just going to say is what Obama was saying, that we'd have a exchange that would be like Orbitz or Expedia. Imagine if you went on Orbitz and Expedia and they couldn't tell you what the price of the airline was. And this is going to happen. This is going to go live in a week and a half. So this is what we're talking about.
But the reason Republicans are doing this are not because of the reasons you're listing, which are substantive. The reason they're doing this is that they went home this summer and they got pummeled in their home district by conservative Republican ads, pummeling them for not taking on Obamacare more directly, and they're afraid of being primaried on the right. So lots of these people are saying, okay, we have to take this stand, or by the way, it's going to hurt us back home because we're going to face tough rates.
And also,
so that's why they're
if I could just say, it's also not just that. There are employers who have been expressing concern about this.
And that's
the reason why President Obama delayed the employer mandate by an extra year.
But the reason they're making this particular fight right now is they decided to attach it to this important piece of legislation to get the notice so nobody can say to them, you haven't tried to really get rid of Obamacare.
Let's play some sound from President Obama today talking about this fight.
Republicans in Congress, they've tried to repeal or sabotage this more than 40 times. They've had these repeal votes. Every time they fail. This law that is in place is already providing people benefits. It's holding back economic growth. It's helping millions of Americans.
Gloria, do you think that President Obama is succeeding in this fight, or is it just the Republicans are hurting themselves? Or what's
your take? In the short term, I think he's okay in the short, because he's talking to independent voters out there who have questions about Obamacare, but they don't want to shut down the government. So I think he's doing fine right now. I think the short term Republicans could lose on this one. I think they have a decision to make. Do they want to be a presidential party and win independent voters, or do they want to be a congressional party and win in conservative Republican districts?
Claire, you will grant that some of the substantive complaints or issues that we've discussed on this table are real and need to be resolved.
Right.
President
but
Obama,
my colleagues are also correct. That's not why Republicans in the House are voting this way.
Fair point. The question that I have is, President Obama acts as if nothing to see here. Everything's fine.
That's right. And I disagree with that strategy. He believes that once this is in operation, people are going to like it. And I think he's right in the long run. But in the short run, he's getting pummeled daily by something that LBJ didn't have in the Medicare days. And that is cable TV, the Internet, all these other media. There are anti-Obama campaigns going on, like the anti-Obama presidential campaign. And he's not really speaking up or people at the state level. And this is a state issue. Let me just say quickly. In states that are run by Democrats that are pro-Obamacare, it's working very well. New York, California, Illinois, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, well, Oregon, which is pro-Obamacare, had a delay.
Got
it. Change, so
we're ended on that note.
That's not a bad thing.
We're not going to resolve Obamacare right now.
Okay, how's it going? Sorry about these problems. Of course, that's always in my world. One problem after another, continuously. I don't know what went wrong with Skype, but I had a problem with it. So anyway, I am on the air now for the moment. As long as the moment's going to be, I'll be here with you. Well, hello, Antoinette. How are you tonight, sweetheart?
Well, thank you and yourself.
I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right. Wow.
Okay. And I had the foam away from my mouth.
Ah, see? There you go. Anyway, I have to compliment you on an excellent show last night. I went to the archives, and that was a very good show, Antoinette. I'm sorry I got humped last night. I couldn't get to y'all, but you did a very good job, sweetie. Very good job.
Thank you.
Computer.
I had help.
Yeah.
I had help. N2K and Mr. Talk and Sister Agonia and everyone in the chat room and, you know.
Oh, right on.
You know, was had help from my friends and some from
like
my enemies,
here.
I guess.
Well, I'm sure we all have those. I mean, it wouldn't be if we didn't have a couple enemies out there somewhere. I'm sure some have more than others, but hey, what can I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell went wrong with this thing. I tried to call in, and it wouldn't let me do nothing. I tried every way I could possible, and it just wouldn't let happen, so I had to reboot everything. So anyway, now it's working, I think. I can hear you. If anybody else can hear me, well, sorry about the bad news. You can hear me, but...
Good. See, I haven't made it back to the computer yet. I'm waiting for my coffee.
Oh.
So, guess you're going through your tech problems. I need a coffee.
Mm-hmm. Need that caffeine and nicotine. Need the tea.
Yes, I'm going to have a cigarette, too. I'm going to have both
of my vices
together and enjoy them.
Well, that's like drinking alcohol. When you drink beer, you got to smoke weed. You got to smoke weed with beer or any alcohol.
Really?
I have it. Well, that's what they say. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to look into it eventually. But they say, yeah, one with the other. And of course, when you're drinking, you smoke like a furnace. You know, you're like a jet engine sucking a cigarette. Oh, yeah. Guarantee it. I vouch for that. But yeah, man, what a day. Wow. So they're still bitching about Obamacare. I can't wait. I hope they shut the government down. I really do. That'd be great. Like I said, our problems will be over because they are the problem.
Well, I don't agree with the health care thing. I never agreed with that from the beginning.
Right. Well,
I never agreed
it is
with
what
that.
It is. It's all going to be screwed
up. Yeah, I mean, you
got
to take the bitter
with
the sweet.
And we're going to pay for it. But we're going to pay for it. I don't know what the best thing about it's going to be. I don't see how people can afford this shit. You know, I don't get it.
No, well, I just didn't like the idea of, you know, someone taking control over, you know, you no longer have control over your body or anything else.
Right,
and
right.
Anything that's controlled, I don't think that's a good idea.
No. Well, you know, when you get older, they ain't going to take care of you anymore. And the other thing that in that Obamacare bill, it's saying the fact that you have to have, before you go to the hospital, your primary physician's got to okay it. Now, what the hell? That don't make no sense whatsoever. Who wrote this?
Well, hey, that's
the
way how it is now, isn't it? I mean, I don't know.
In
I don't
some
go
cases,
to the hospital. I avoid them places. Pardon
so
me?
So if you're in a major traffic accident or had a bad accident and
oh,
your
like
life is on
that. Oh, no.
Yeah, anything. It doesn't matter what you go to the hospital for. Obamacare is going to show the fact that you have to have it okay through your doctor. What if he's at the tavern all drunked up and his phone's off? You can't get a hold of him. Then what, did he just die because he wasn't there? And that's going to run doctors to the ground. You're going to see more doctors are going to leave the profession. A lot of them already have left the profession as it is. But now it's all going to be regulated money. They're going to be allowed so much money to be paid. That's what's going to happen to doctors. Mm. They can't make their own price no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's going to be another thing. It's going to get bad. I mean, this Obamacare, I don't think it's well planned out. They've delayed this many times. They've delayed this shit. And you like the RFID chip,
I'm sure
that's also
that
mandatory
gonna
in the bill,
too. It's going
to
be delayed again and again.
Mm-hmm. This is straight up corporatism, is what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're wanting to do. Straight up corporatism. Let the corporations run our lives. Bullshit. Man, we've got a couple
you know, that's what
here.
I said. Like, we're children. Everybody's a child. And
right.
You need the government to run your life and tell you how to do things because you don't know how to do anything yourself. You don't
Nick
know
goes
how to
by that one
yourself.
Lovely
you
word.
You don't know how to do anything. Pardon me?
Right. It comes by that one lovely word called communism. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Such a subtle, soft word. Communism.
Isn't it? Yes, because it's all
lovely.
A con.
Yep. Communism.
Because it's all
exactly.
A con.
There's the word. Communism.
All of
communism.
Those con words.
Yep, absolutely. That's what they're doing to
this
us.
It shows
bullshit,
exactly what they are. Yeah.
And we the people are no longer we the people no more. We are nobody. We are just cattle.
No, we're toys.
Human
we're just
farming.
Toys for their... Yes.
I throw it under the human farming thought, you know. So that's pretty well how they sum that up. But anyway, we got a couple more callers on here. Let's bring them online and see what they had to say about this.
Okay, great.
Obama. All right, caller, you're on the air. What's happening, man?
Hello,
I don't know.
Jay.
Nothing good, as usual.
Man,
better
fine. What's up, y'all?
Hello, it's Jay and Mike or Jay and Don?
Mark.
Jay and Mark.
Jay and
okay,
Mark.
Now sometimes he has Don.
Yeah, Don, he comes in once in a while.
Yeah, well, see. I still had it down this time, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
I know you travel in a pack. You don't travel by yourself.
Yeah,
you got backup with you.
I brought him along because these guys, they like hearing and speaking about these type of subjects, you know.
Oh, I'm happy you do. I'm happy that, look, I always love talking to you.
There you go.
You know,
yes. I just have one thing to ask you.
Better than one, right?
Could you just talk up louder, please?
2-3 miles are better than one, right?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Especially when they're pleasant ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
What's
in 2K.
Ron Rick. Ron, you know what, Ron? I'm going to fire you, Ron. I'm going to fire you, Ron.
That'd be cool.
How you going to fire
me? Cool.
You can't
right
fire me.
Right by
Antoinette, I don't know how I'm going to fire him, but if I can't do nothing else, I can at least say I'm going to fire him.
We got to get you a MacBook Pro or a Power Mac from Craigslist, Ron.
Oh man,
Ron, we had to do some magic last night to get that show off. And it was like, woo! But we did it.
Well,
we got it off for you.
You did a fine job. Yeah, I kind of had a problem last night. It was kind of an emergency. I couldn't get to the radio, to the computer, nothing. The case of beer was getting hot, and I had to get ice to it immediately. So
Dr. Funkenstein.
See, there we go.
Don't let that beer get hot.
See, you gotta keep your priorities in order.
Ron was living for the weekend yesterday.
But that was a good show last night with the doctor on. I listened to him tonight. He was monologuing too much. I couldn't handle it, man. I listened to him for about an hour, and you know,
yeah,
he was talking about
real. Yeah, I
listened
to him until it was time to come here.
He was talking about some real stuff. It's kind of out there for the general public, but I you know, he wasn't, you know, because I think that with Blog Talk Radio, half the fun is people calling in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when someone just sits there and talks for over an hour, it's just like, I'm not that captivated. But that's just me. So.
Yeah, it's nice to have interaction.
But he's a very knowledgeable man, though. He really is.
Yes, he is.
He does his homework. He got into a lot of historical, ancient stuff in regards to science, alchemy, medicine, you know, like the whole genesis of it. So it was very informative. It really was.
Yeah, as he was last night. You said you got a chance to listen to it. Ron, bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, I did. I listened to parts and pieces of it. I didn't do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I will later tonight, probably, since I slept all day. I was so fooled up last night, it wasn't funny. I was fooled last night. Damn.
Yeah. Beer.
I tell you.
Ganja.
I'm sorry, Benny.
All of
Antoinette,
man.
Antoinette, you know I love you to death, but stop being so innocent. You know exactly what we're talking about.
No, I don't.
Beer.
Who?
Food.
Yeah.
Ganja. You know what ganja is, don't you?
No. What is ganja? And it sounds
cannabis?
Like something I've heard before.
Cannabis? Hemp?
Oh, marijuana. Y'all need to behave yourselves.
See how she'd be so innocent, and then all of a sudden it was like, marijuana.
Don't know shit. Yeah.
Perry said he can't hear the show. Refresh. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah.
Refresh. Try default.
Sad said hello, Antoinette.
Oh, I said hello to her. I always speak to Sagittarius. She's such a sweet girl. I just love her. At least I thought I did. Benny, I don't know who was smoking weed, but you can guarantee it was not me.
Listen to Benny. What is he, the weed
police? I'm innocent. I'm
the weed police.
Is he the weed police tonight?
Yeah, we have weed police. We have blog talk police.
Benny, we were all smoking weed last night, except
not
for
me.
Antoinette. Except for Antoinette. She was the only
if
one.
If I did, I don't remember. If I did, I don't remember nothing.
Right.
No, see, I don't mess
if
with
you
that
did,
stuff.
You
I mean, you
Colorado,
you know,
Washington legally. I puff, but I
we,
didn't.
Yeah,
inhale.
Right, exactly. But y'all know I spoke in a Logan Long show
inhale.
Last night. I think I went to Perry's show. Perry, did I go to your show last night? I can't remember shit.
Oh, I listened to that one today. Ooh, all I can say is, ooh wee, I'm glad it wasn't me. That's all.
And he got Frankenstein for you.
Yeah, I see him in the chat room. I see you, Perry.
That's all I can
yeah.
say. I listen. Woo, boy.
Whatever I said, I didn't mean it. Okay, man, I'm telling you now.
I don't know, see?
That was
they
some
always
great
say
theater.
That, you know, that's when you speak a pure heart.
That
you
was
know,
some great theater last night, I must say.
I call it pure alcohol.
Like they say, don't mess with the steel.
And you know what? And you know what, Jay? It was a request that was put in multiple times for you to come
right.
to the defense of a particular female, and you neglected
Oh, I did
to
hear
that.
And you didn't stand
no,
up for the lady.
And you neglected. She asked you three or four times, and
you
she made it abundantly clear, Jay, will you please come to my defense?
No, but listen, what I said was exactly what it was. I said, for what I've seen on the picture, it looks like, yeah, that was...
But then you put the disclaimer in. Now,
well,
I don't
know
if that's her, because you know how it is.
You don't know exactly, that. Exactly. I never met that person. She could be anybody. My point is this. Check out the movie Catfish and then get back to me. And then
I already know about that. I already know about that.
All right, then. So then you know
what
it is.
And Jay, and she was trying to reel Jay in. She kept trying to reel him in, but he wasn't going for it. He wouldn't take the bait.
No, I said it exactly what it was. I said from what I seen on the picture, what she was saying was accurate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now that's a picture that I'm seeing. So
right.
Do we know if it's her? You don't know that. He never met her.
And you know what, Jay? You would be a great politician. You would be a great politician, Jay.
Well, I'm not into politics like that, but
I'm not saying that you are. I'm just telling
you.
I'm just telling you. You'd be a good politician.
Add or deny, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what it is that people don't realize. It's like, how am I vouch for you if I don't even know you like that?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just giving him a bad time. I'm just messing with him, pulling his chain. But I'm just saying, unless I meet him,
it's hard to even nowadays. You don't know who you're talking to on the internet, man. You better watch it.
It's always been like that from day one. You never know who you're talking to. You never know until you meet him in person.
Well, that's how I said, until you meet them or you know who you're talking to.
I don't want to scare people.
Uh-oh. And why would you scare people, Ron?
I don't either. So I have a public announcement to make to everyone.
Okay,
so listen closely, please. Give me a second.
Your second's up. What do we have for our journey?
Antoinette, now how are you going to set the stage for an announcement and you ain't ready to make the announcement?
Well, I'm trying to.
Conversation we had.
Calm down.
Okay, I know what's wrong. My fault.
We had such a deep conversation going on. I'm just kidding.
That's the announcement?
Okay. Was that,
that was the announcement?
That was the announcement. Perry said
Bootsy
Frankenstein, so I was playing Funkenstein.
Oh,
so
Bootsy
there
got
you
got
go.
Him, right?
Oh, yes.
Man, I'm sitting here waiting on her to say something, and I thought that was Ron playing music.
No,
well,
that
hey, y'all.
Was me.
I got, hey, look here. I do have an announcement to make. I got to cut this show really short tonight. I got to get my ass to Memphis really quick right now. Memphis, Tennessee.
What's happening in Memphis?
Fish and rice.
In Memphis?
Fish and rice, damn it. Fish and rice. Perry's kicking out fish and rice. I'm going to wait his fucking trip tonight. Damn, made me hungry, you motherfucker. Thanks, Perry, you motherfucker.
Sagittarius said I just trolled y'all.
Did you tell me that Perry's cooking up
Perry
some food
and I
right
had
now?
To have a... time for every
fish
day.
Fish and rice. Yeah, shit, man.
Damn. Y'all torturing me with this fish over here, man.
Torture my guest, Perry. You tortured me and my guest. It ain't cool, man. Man. Fuck. Make me hungry the motherfucker right now. Damn.
I'm eating chicken with broccoli.
I ain't eating shit.
That's what I had.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm having
catfish.
Chicken. I'm having catfish, corn on the cob, and parsley potatoes.
Y'all got to shut the fuck up. I'll mute everyone. Shut up.
And I had both.
Had a bowl of cereal.
The only thing I'm missing is some dancing girls. That's it.
Now I'm getting to the point where I don't have to do something. Period. Now, see.
I had me a good bowl
damn.
Of cereal.
I haven't
a
had that in a while.
Can you say a bowl of cereal?
Yes, but I haven't had that in a long time.
What kind of cereal, Marcy?
The same thing for dinner and the same for lunch. Captain Crunch. What?
Oh, that's the best right there. Now you're talking, boy. That's the shit right there, Captain Crunch.
The captain. Yeah.
Tear the roof of your mouth up. It'll tear the roof of your mouth up, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
You gotta let it stock off a little bit, man. Can't let that, you know, can't. Got to give it a few minutes. Let the milk soak.
Oh no, I got to eat it fresh right then.
No,
pour the milk in, go right,
right
in. I got
right
to go right in.
Yeah, I can't do that soggy
like
shit.
You got to know how to chew it up, man, because it will rip the top of your mouth up, bro.
Definitely, definitely. And that's one of you know what about Cap'n Crunch? That is one cereal that can stand in milk and still be crunchy longer than any other cereal I've ever had. I ain't never had cereal that could just sit in some milk. You can let Captain Crunch sit for about 5 minutes.
No shit in 2K. No. You're
cereal?
Missing one, bro.
What cereal?
Which grape
one?
Nuts. Grape
oh,
nuts.
Oh, I don't
eat
gravel. I don't eat that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That can soak in milk for 40 days and still be the same. You can fix potholes with that shit. It'll never rot. I guarantee it. I eat grape nuts like eating gravel.
All right, Sharon, I was just thinking I wanted some cereal.
That is like gravel.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Grape nuts.
It's a good
alone,
thing I don't
nut.
Have any.
When did a grape have nuts? You know what I'm saying?
I'm missing with rice.
How many nuts does a grape have? That sounds like a good punchline joke. How many nuts does a grape have?
Yo, I'm so poor, when I eat my cereal, I pour water in it.
Oh.
Pour water in it.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's how poor I am. I can't afford the milk.
I go around in my shop and I find all the beer cans, a little beer left in them, and I pour that in my cereal.
Damn.
sometimes.
And
if
I get a sticker,
you actually if you ever think about it, you sound like Doc from Back to the Future.
If you actually think about it, a box of cereal and a gallon of milk, price wise, is probably equivalent to getting a whole chicken, getting some potatoes, and getting you some vegetables.
Yeah, you're talking about $10.
Damn near
man.
For the same price. Damn near for the same
price.
How about $10 now? Cereal is like $5 a box, isn't it?
Yeah, milk's about $5 a gallon.
Yeah, man.
You can get a whole chicken for like $4.50.
Right.
A whole
now,
chicken
thing is coupons. Some coupons. There's people that live off of coupons. What was the girl, the heavy set lady that has the cute girl that was doing the pageant and then she had her own show that then they tried
Honey
to
Boo Boo.
Honey
Boo Boo.
Right, Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Her mother, one thing I got to give props to the mother, she used to save shopping. And I've seen people
on
TV that do that. Yeah, but she got everything that she needs. Well, then again, she got everything that she don't need, too.
Perry is cooking crappy and bass, or is it crappie? I don't know. Spelled it crappie.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it crappie or is it crappie?
It's crappie, is what he's saying. But it could be,
okay.
If you left the B off, that'd be, it'd be crappy ass. You left the B off bass.
Okay.
In a turkey fryer.
Yeah, I'm going to cook me some crappie bass. Crappy ass.
You have to have a pot everywhere.
Look, there's corn and peanuts in here.
Okay, gentlemen.
Yeah, it'd be like a corn dog.
All right,
you know,
get it back on the right track.
I was trying to be...
You'll be doing the potty dance.
Did somebody come in?
Get us back on the
I'm
right track,
here.
Antoinette. Get
you
us back
gentlemen.
On the right track.
I asked if somebody came in.
Gentlemen. Money.
Did somebody come in again?
Ron Rick.
Yes.
Money.
What
dear.
About it?
Right.
What about
the
it?
End of the end of money is
yes.
It the end of the world?
Bitcoin
it's coming.
Are we going to fall off
it's
the earth
coming.
If there's no money?
Yep.
No.
Yep. It's going to shake us off like fleas. The earth is going to shake us off like fleas. The printing
press. There's no money on it.
Quit. Ben Bernanke
but
is quit.
Do we have real money to begin with, or do we just have fiat paper?
I'll go back
we got
to
paper.
1933, fiat currency came in.
Yeah.
But it went back to gold and silver.
So when was the last time that we had money for you to say the end of money, when the end of money has been a half a century or more?
Yep.
Let me tell you
a
little bit about money.
It operates purely off of faith. Only the fact that the general public believes that it's actually worth something. That's the only reason why
that's
the money
right.
system
it
we have
it says a promissory note. Is it, well, it doesn't
yep.
say it. It says a treasury note. But
right.
it's a promissory note, a promise to pay.
Yes, it's an IOU, in other words. People,
yep.
in layman's terms, IOU.
Huh? Yep, that's exactly what it is, an IOU.
Cash in your house.
Yeah, because the only thing that really matters is gold and silver.
Well, the only thing that really matters is your health.
Junk gold or silver.
The only thing that really matters is your health. You got to have
that.
Well,
that's true. That most definitely is the truth.
Got to have that first.
And you
got
to have food. You better have food. Food.
That's your
health.
I think it all comes down to basics again. You know, back to basics. Because if you know what, you can have all the luxuries in the world. If something happens really bad, the main thing that's going to be of importance is, like you said, is your health. Having food, shelter, and having the utilities to be able to...
Well, you know, we can all go to Perry's house and invade him for his fish.
Yeah,
we can go
right.
to Ron's house and invade him for his vegetables. I don't know about the corn now, since the doctor said...
I'm not coming off no electricity, so you might hang that up.
And that's all right. Look, we'll come in and
we
invade
to,
the house.
What
and
we really
house.
Need
that's
to
all
do
right.
is
you can go
we, need to, and we need to all get together and have a big party. Is what we need to do.
Oh, I can't take noise. Y'all be partying by yourself.
Go to Miami. Go to Miami where it's fun and sun.
Nah, we don't want to do that.
No.
Now we got to meet in the middle. We'll have to meet here at the ranch. right in the middle of the United States.
Yeah, we got to go where Ron is at. He got all that acreage. He got all that land. We can do whatever we want. We ain't got to worry about the neighbors. Nobody
that's
complaining.
Right.
You ain't got to worry
right.
about none of that.
That's right.
That's how you really party. You ain't got to worry about
that's
somebody
right.
knocking on the damn door or the police showing up.
Now,
right.
Benny, you didn't hear the doctor last night. I don't know, but the doctor has said that the corn has in it now where they're putting HIV is in the corn. Wait a
right.
minute, let me find a link for you.
In vegetation. They can put, he was saying last night that they can inject viruses into the vegetation that we eat.
Yeah. I called my children today and told them, don't you eat no corn, don't use corn oil, don't eat popcorn, nothing. Look at everything, make sure it doesn't have corn in it.
Does
man,
that even mean
corn flakes? You see where they got us now, though? I mean, I'm not making light of it, but you see where they got us now? It's like food, it's like the, like Jay was saying, the basics. It's like we gotta do research on food and water before we can even consume it now.
Can I say
yep.
something? Can I say something? And why is it that
yes,
people
please.
Get angry when people talk about America, how fucked up it is? People always talk about, well, leave, or well, do this, or well, do that. Why you got to talk so bad about it? If you don't like it, do something and this and that. You know what I'm saying? And
then,
well,
then they
believe
to leave.
That's because they believe the propaganda.
Listen, we don't speak about it. If we don't write about it, if we don't record it in history, it's going to happen over and over and over again. That's the problem about history, that a lot of the fucked up shit that people's done, they hit that shit, and they don't put it out, so people don't even know what the fuck is coming next sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people that, the winners write history,
people.
Not the losers.
Anyway,
the
all
winners.
The phone lines are open, folks. All the phones are open.
To piggyback on that.
So y'all know.
To piggyback on that, look, you know what they say? Oh, well, why we all, they say, oh, but why do you always talk about the bad things and not the good things? Because the good things, you don't got to fix. We got to deal with the problems, and that's the main thing. If it's good, that's great. We got to deal with the problems.
Yeah,
exactly.
They come up with solutions for them. I mean, you know, at least the best that you can for your own situation,
right.
for the situation in your neighborhood, in your communities, and, you know, for your families. You know, you have to start within your own house first and then let it spread outward.
And people always ask the question, what's the solution? What's the solution? The solution is a collective consciousness. We cannot do this as individuals. It's not going to happen. One person can be astute in horticulture and have all of this wealth of information. If that information is not being disseminated amongst the general public and is not being put out there, it is of no use to anybody, and especially to the person who has the information. It's useless. So as a collective entity, as people, as the general public, see, they're forcing us to come together because we're not doing it on our own. So what they're doing is they're doing that little simple technique. It's called contraction. It's where you just start closing stuff in. You start tightening it. They started with, you know, we're looking at it from a governmental standpoint. They're doing it with education. They're doing it with the healthcare industry. They're doing it in government. They're doing it economically. They're contracting the whole system. They're bringing it in into this one tight little knit ball. And what we have to do as people, we have to be of the same accord. Doesn't matter where you're from, what you believe in, what God, whatever you call God, Allah, Confucius, Buddha, Jesus Christ, God, the Creator, doesn't matter. What people are going to learn, whether they want to or not, and a lot of people are going to go kicking and screaming, at some point, either we're going to come together or they just gonna knock us over like bowling pins.
One of the problems we have, especially as human beings, is that, and the way we are taught here in America, is that as soon as somebody says something that they know that they're doing to us that's fucked up, that person is looked at as the enemy. You know what I mean? Especially the way they have people thinking now. If somebody says something negative about America that they're doing, You know,
right.
Anything that they're putting in our food or whatever, you automatically a terrorist.
Right. Now, right.
You know, so a lot of people get confused, and this is where it comes where finally, when people get to find out the truth, they don't give that person credit. The person that first came out and said it and was persecuted for it or whatever, they forget about that person. They won't even bring it up and say, yeah, I remember when so-and-so brought it up, he was trying to warn us, you know what I'm saying, about this. Because the first thing that people do when they hear some shit like that is they lash at that person. How do you want to say something like that? This country we live in is the best country ever. It's better than any other country. Come on now. We really got to wake up and really talk the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop that little illusion shit like our illusions are going to, you know, shattered and get fucked up, so we're gonna keep covering the truth about the fucked up shit they're doing here in America. Man, we gotta talk about it, man. We gotta do something about it and talk about it. Like I said, if we don't talk about it and we don't discuss it, man, like I said before, man, we really gonna be in turmoil. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Excuse me
for one moment.
To talk about the problem.
Excuse me. Someone has a lot of static in their line. Sounds like you're outside
by a train
or
something. I don't think that's me, but I'm going to mute myself.
That's not me.
No, it's not
but
you.
The first thing that we have to do is see where the problem started at, you know, and then we can get rid of the problem. But we can't just go out and say this is the problem and try to find solutions where we don't even know where it started.
Yeah, who's ever outside?
That's not me, Antoinette. I'm muting myself. That's not me.
I'm asking, I don't know who it is. I'm asking whoever is outside, you know, and you're by cars or whatever. Could you mute your line until you're able to get away from that area?
It's N2K. N2K's text mute. Nope, maybe not. Maybe it's me. Who knows?
Okay, Ron.
Could be. I'll tell him.
Born has AIDS, right? That's what you're saying?
Pardon me?
I muted my phone, Ron. That's not me.
It must be me. I don't know.
Somebody that came in after us, because it was quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I was asking that, but you're saying that the corn has AIDS? Is that what it is?
They're saying it's, it was genetically modified with HIV virus.
Yeah, what he was saying was that they can put viruses in the vegetation that we eat. So it could be corn, it could be greens, it could whatever's growing in the ground. He was saying that they have the technology to actually put this into the vegetation so that when it grows and we eat it, it's already in there.
Right. So,
yeah, and I had put the link in the chat room. I'll put it back in there again.
All our food products have corn in it and shit. You think about it.
Yeah. I put the link back in the chat room, so there you go. That's not Jay, that's Mark.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Mm.
Oh, that's really irritating.
You know, but I'm saying, like, I don't know, you know, it's the reason why when I say, if I do the research on this and I find out, okay, it is true, it's happening, you know, it's going on that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that they're going to come up with, man, you know, it's going to be hard for you not to believe, man.
Yeah, and that's the reason, you know, I looked it up for myself because, as I said, I told my children and everything, you know, don't eat it, don't give it to my grandchildren, no popcorn, no nothing, no corn oil, you know, no corn fructose, you know, look at the ingredients, look at everything.
Reason why I think they chose that particular vegetable or whatever.
Wow,
you want to call it,
so neat,
I think it's because a lot of people eat it.
They want to use it?
Yeah.
For the fuel.
Yeah, I grew up on corn. We used to get, when I was coming up, you know, we used to get 50 ears of corn every year, you know, so that we could have it through the winter and
ain't
everything else. And,
corn?
And even with my children, you know, I always, because I kept a deep freezer, so I would just buy corn all summer long and then throw it down in the freezer. So, they, you know, we had corn all year long. And it was fresh corn. So that's when I'm like, oh, my God, and I got all this corn down in the freezer. But, you know, I said, it's...
And
pardon
I love
me?
Corn. I love
I
corn.
Do,
there
too.
A shortage on corn. They was crying about that. A couple of them, they said, oh, well, we can't use it on the fuel because, you know, it's going to be a shortage. That was like about...
Fuel. Man, that's cow food. That's cow food. All that shit is designed to do is move through your bowels. That's all it is.
Yeah, no,
that's cow food.
Well, it doesn't break down.
It don't break down.
Not really
when you
down.
Eat corn and you take a shit and you look in the toilet... You can see the corn granules that you ate.
Oh, Terry.
That shit goes straight to you, man.
That doesn't break down, Terry.
That's for the picture.
Yeah.
For the picture.
It don't break down, man. You ain't never know no about that. You got strong
yeah.
corn.
You eat a corn
on the damn. You eat a corn on the cow food, man. That's cow food. You're fucking mew. Cow.
Eat a corn on
the cow. You're doing shit. You need to leave that shit alone. That shit don't do you no good. What nutritional value do you
got a corn, huh?
But see, I used to love corn
man,
fritters.
Look,
I used
turd,
to love make
your turds be
fritters.
Like boulders and shit.
Terry is a fool.
I'm telling you, your turds be like boulders and shit, man. You got these big ass boulders that coming out your ass and scratching your colon and this thing. And you know, fucking around have hemorrhoids and everything.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Corn.
Hi.
Oh, God.
No, you won't have hemorrhoids, Barry. It'll strip them out. You'll strip out the hemorrhoids.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit will help you out, man.
Thanks for
you
the visual, Barry.
Right?
Hey, Perry, thanks for the visual. Much
more. Yeah, how
it's like cleaning your gun with a wire.
Well,
it's like cleaning your gun
be,
with a wire
don't
brush.
Don't be timid about it. Man, corn ain't
well, I'm
shit.
Drinking my coffee.
Well, that don't mean shit that you drink your coffee.
Yes, it does. Just the thought
Folgers
of it now.
Girl.
It
pardon me?
Horn.
Folgers, girl.
Uh-oh. I don't drink Folgers.
Yeah, man, that corn ain't no damn good, man.
Is the fish done, man?
No, I'm finna get ready to cook it, but I'm trying to find something to put in the rice, man. I ain't got no fucking butter, man. I'm thinking about using this motherfucking, what they call this shit, this blossom sauce for vandella onions or something, man.
What, you making, nah, you
I
making white
man.
Rice?
I put some mayonnaise in that shit.
White rice damn. Or brown rice?
White rice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then I got yellow.
You like the Chinese.
You got any diced tomatoes?
No, well, yeah, my wife cooked some of that shit tonight, some diced tomatoes. I don't know diced tomatoes. I'm finna hook up some fish in a minute, man.
You got any saffron? You got any saffron? You can put that in your
man,
rice.
Man, I ain't had no saffron in a long time. I put some seasoning in it. You know.
Okay. Well, you'd be good.
Yeah.
Be good. You can't lose with fish and rice. That's the lick right there.
Yeah.
That's
folks
the lick.
From Louisiana said they eat fish and grits.
I like fish and potatoes.
Yeah, they do
fish
that in New
potatoes.
York. They do that in New
are
York
you talking
too,
about like French fries or wedges?
No, I don't want French
or...
fries. I want fried potatoes.
Oh, come on now, you. You too weak, man. That's a weak ass deal there.
Well,
so what you
that's
talking about? You talking about
like,
home fries?
I like fried fish and fried potatoes.
No,
I'm
just talking about them scalloped potatoes and shit, man.
Not the scalloped potatoes. I want fried potatoes that you sit and cut up.
Right.
And
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about home
pan
fries.
And you fry them
it.
With onions
right.
and green
potatoes.
Peppers.
Don't scallop potatoes.
Yeah, but I don't want any french fries. I want regular fried potatoes.
Yeah, that them scallops.
No, scallops.
You ain't
scallop
put nothing on
them,
right?
When
you
cook them over cheese and stuff like that.
You ain't put no flour, none on them.
No,
you put them
I
in
don't
that
need
stuff.
Any of that.
No scallops.
She talking about like home fries with the
yeah,
fry them in the pan.
Fries, not like that, Pimpin. You a chef. You know home fries ain't like that.
Yeah, home fries, man, with your garlic and your onions and your bell peppers.
Yeah, green peppers and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I stand correct.
And then you could do, and then
okay,
Antoinette,
I do know
Antoinette,
how to...
you can also, if you toss your potatoes in some olive oil, and put them on a cookie sheet. Put them on a cookie sheet, and then you can have you some roasted potatoes. Those are good too.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Put some rosemary on it. Put some rosemary on it. Ooh wee.
Well, I'm not gonna talk about no potatoes.
Parmesan cheese.
I love,
get some fresh Parmesan cheese and grate it over it.
Yep. There you
go. I'm not gonna argue about potatoes. I love potatoes. Anyway, you want to do them, it's fine with me. But I'm a really baked potato man, with a big baked potato with some real butter, some chives, and some onions. But then again, like I said, I can give me some chili and ground beef that I cook myself and mix it together and pour it in the middle of
Excuse me, Perry.
That's a meal in itself right there, Perry. You don't even need nothing else to go with that.
No.
That's a meal right there.
You don't need nothing to go with.
Man, that sounds good. I'm going to have to try that. I ain't never thought about that with the ground beef. Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Get you some chili sauce.
Yeah.
You know, get some chili with no beans.
Okay.
Cook your own ground beef. But see, Kat turned me on to buying a grinder. And what I did was I got a grinder and I got some ribeye steaks at the market. And then I took the ribeye steaks and ground them up and stir-fry them, and then, see, I got a pizza machine, you know, the thing where you, you know, you take the pizza bread, put it on it, throw your sauce on it, throw your meat on it, you know, and then throw your vegetables on it. I got a bag of, what they call those things, man, those peppers, you know, throw the bag of peppers on it, And then throw my little cheese on it and put on the pizza machine. You know, it spins round and around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. If you eat one of them, you won't go to Pizza Hut, Domino's, none of them. I use ribeye steaks.
Those are the best.
Ooh, ribeye steaks.
Ribeyes are the best.
Yeah, they're the best. And, man, ribeye steak pizza. But what I'm going to do, my auntie got some cold-blooded sausage. I'm going to use that next time I do it. But, boy, I'm talking about, you grab, you know, I give them a piece of cutter, cut it up, cut up some big pieces. And while they eating that one, I'm working on the second one. And, man, you wouldn't believe the silence.
Terry said, while they eating that one, I'm working on the second one.
Yeah, I'm hooking up another one because one can't last in my house. One can't last. Ribeye steak, oh, man, on a pizza. You probably know, too. Like I said, Kat was the one that taught me to get a grind. I went and got me a grind. I looked up. We went to the casino. And we was at the casino, and I won some money at the casino, right? I said, damn, it's cool here. So anyway, we went by this store that, you know, that up from, it's a little shopping mall, up from the casino. I said, shit, I got enough money to buy this, babe. She said, yeah, you do. I guess you do. I said, yeah, I'm going to get this motherfucker because everyone I see on the internet is too expensive. So I got a grinder. I'm telling you, get you an electric grinder because I want to get that hand crank bullshit.
I have an old one.
Yeah, Kat told me don't get that bullshit. Get you the
I have my grandmother's. It's old, where you got to take your hand and grind it, you know, where you put the meat through and do
it.
You got to
rotate it.
Kat woke me up with that bullshit. She said, don't get that bullshit. Get you an electric one. So you ain't got to worry about that shit. Man, look, you would not believe what a piece. I'll tell you what, I'll tell Ron about one, you know. A butcher told me, man, you can do any kind of meat you want to for a hamburger. Don't get that motherfucking pot roast. Get some of those other upper echelon beef, you know, not them damn shoulder steaks or whatever. Get some of them upper echelon steaks and grind them some bitches up and make you a hamburger. I promise you, McDonald's, Burger King, and none of them other motherfuckers can touch it. None of them can touch it. You know, this white man was on on the show. They worked at a meeting. He said, man, he would not eat store-bought beef, hamburger. He always would buy his own steaks and grind them up and make his own. Because the fillers and the shit they put in it, you don't want no part of it. I'm like, damn. Man, I have ate some burgers, man. Like, ooh. I mean, like I say, you know, he said, well, you know, Ron said he throw a little bacon or some fat in his, you know, because when you cook them like that, they end up dry. But shit, man, have you ever cooked a hamburger in 2K? Cooked a hamburger and then poured you some water in that bad boy, man? And
no, I haven't done that.
Oh, man. You don't know what you miss. One of those water hamburgers, man, you're cooking a hamburger right, grease everywhere coming out of the meat, and then you pour the water, not a whole lot, just pour a little water in there, man, and let that cook, and then flip it over, and then pour a little water in there, man, and let it just simmer there with all your seasoning and everything. Man, when you put that on the bun or bread or whatever you're doing, you might fuck around and bite your finger.
Okay. Because I know when I do hamburgers, I do them on the grill.
Don't let it sit in the water. Just put a little water in it, in the skillet, to cover the bottom of the skillet. And then when that water starts sizzling out, flip it over and put some more water in. See, people make mistakes. They put too much water in there. They cover the hamburger in water. No, you don't do that. You just need enough to sear the meat, get in the meat, and then moisturize it. That's what you need. That's all you need. But
I'm going to try that.
Make sure you try your seasoning first. Put your seasoning on there. And then while you're seasoning on there, just pour a little bit, just a couple, half the hamburger in the skillet. And then when that's boiled down, flip it over, then do it again. Ooh. Man.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to try that. Now, when I do... And myself, I don't like cheeseburgers, but when I do cheeseburgers, because I do all my burgers on the grill. I don't really do them on the stove, but I'm going to try that, what you just said. But when I do them on the grill, what I do is I get the cheese, and I put it, instead of putting the cheese on top, you know how people do cheeseburgers with the cheese on top? I put the cheese inside the patty. So that when you bite into your hamburger, the cheese is on the inside. And then it oozes out when you bite into it. You ever had that one?
What are you talking about, American cheddar?
No, mozzarella? No, I'm talking about, you can use, mozzarella is actually one of the best to use for that. Any cheese that you like. I'm not a big American cheese either. I like real cheese. I like
that. Shit make you constipated too.
Yeah, it does if you eat too much of it.
Many moons have come and many moons have set, and my bowels have not moved yet. That shit ain't good. We was on the show the other night, man, talking about that gummy cheese. I love that shit, right? But I'm telling you what fucked me up. A grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. And then have a grilled cheese sandwich with some of that good-ass, slab-ass lunch meat. Lunch meat, man, bologna ain't got shit on lunch meat. What we used to do, we used to get the gummy cheese and get some good-ass, thick-ass bread and put the lunch meat on top of the bread, put that gummy cheese on that motherfucker on both sides. They put that bread and mash it down, so you can get it, man, and then get you some margarine or some butter. Not no oil, not no margarine.
Right,
you
that's
know,
how I do it.
But
that's how I do
butter
it with
and,
butter.
And mash that something down, man, put it together, boy, I ain't lying. You can tell a toilet to kiss your ass for at least 4 or 5 days, because you ain't going to the bathroom. But that motherfucker sure was good.
And what
you
I like to do, Perry, I like to put the little thin slices of turkey in between.
Poochie. Yeah,
In between, you know, you put the cheese on one part of the bread, on one half of the bread. You put the cheese on the other half of the bread.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is get that turkey or whatever it is that you like. For me, it's turkey. And what
I do
is I put the turkey on one of the cheese slices and then close the sandwich. And just like you said, I use butter when I make grilled cheese because I make grilled cheese
mash
with turkey.
I
make
butter
grilled cheese
with
turkey.
It don't cook all. I mean, you can't cook it real hot then.
Right, right. And then you got that cheese on the top, you got that cheese on the bottom, and then you got that little meat in between, whatever you like. For me, it's turkey. For anybody else, it could be something else. It works. It don't matter what you like, it works.
That sliced roast beef is the bomb.
Man, there you go. There you go.
That sliced roast beef is the bomb.
I love roast beef. I love
roast
beef.
Man, that sliced roast beef is the bomb.
Now,
I'm getting into brisket a little bit.
Oh, brisket is the shit. Ooh, brisket. Man, you just now getting into brisket?
Mm-hmm.
Man, brisket is
getting
the way
there,
to go. Brisket
man,
is
I got
the way
me
to
a
go.
Cornish, one of them Cornish briskets. You know, they call it Cornish because it got that fat running through it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Whew.
Yes.
Man, you talking about some damn good eat. But
yep.
I was exposed to the wrong brisket. The other brisket, that cheap ass shit.
That don't have no fat on it. It don't have no fat on it.
No, that cheap ass brisket, man. I think the shit you get in the can.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, you can't do a damn thing with that. That shit that has the consistency of dog food.
Yeah,
well,
you gotta get that fresh brisket. Yeah.
I got a real brisket. And
yep.
I looked on the internet how to cook it, and I cooked it on the internet, and then you slice it, you know, get them slices.
Yeah.
Lay it on whatever bread or whatever you use.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Ooh, that brisket.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it. That's that primo. That's that primo eating right there.
Uh huh. But like
and
I said, man,
you notice, Perry, I had to go to the bathroom
because I ain't taking no shit down for at least 4 or 5 days.
And
I'm
you notice, Perry, that the best ones,
entirely.
The best ones be like black on the outside.
And then
when you cut it, it just has that hint of pink on, just a hint. And then the juices just start running out as soon as you slice it. The juices
just start running out. Black folks, not all black folks, but some black folks think that beef is better well done.
No. Never. Medium.
No, I'm not eating no meat. My meat
gotta
be well.
No, you gotta.
I don't need meat. Does
it,
not
it,
done.
That,
I want to see no pink.
That's the worst
I
thing you can
see no
do.
Red, I want to see no blood. I want it raw.
I'm Antoinette.
That's the worst thing you can do.
White boys in the army taught me how to eat steaks.
Yeah, man.
I'll sit at the table, man. I'll sit up there. Wrestling with this motherfucker like I'm eating on a Nike, right? A Nike shoe. I'm eating a motherfucking tennis shoe. He said, man, why you do that stupid shit, man? I can't tell you black, right? I said, oh, he said, look, I'm going to tell you, Cookie. When we was in the military, we called it Cookie. I'm going to say, Cook, I'm going to let Cookie fix you one of these motherfuckers. These sirloins. He said, man, look, make him a medium rare one of them.
There you go. No problem,
I got, but that's a black guy, man. They eat well
done. There you go.
Fuck that shit. Make him a light medium rare. Not all the way medium, but light medium. So anyway, I take the fork, I take the knife, slid through the mouth. I said, damn, man, this motherfucker raw.
Yep.
He says, not raw, it's medium rare.
Medium. That's
man,
what you
I
eat
cut
it.
That motherfucker off, man, eat it. Man, it
that's
melted
the way
my
you
mouth.
Eat it. Medium, when you cook steak medium, you can cut it. You don't even need a steak knife. You don't even need a steak knife for medium. You can cut it with a butter knife. You can cut it with a butter knife.
You cook all the taste out of it, though, Anthony.
No, I don't.
I want to fight.
You kill it when you do that.
Nope.
I want to fight with it. I want it alive and kicking.
My teeth ain't that damn good.
Mine comes right off.
I don't
off
want
the
shit. I got to keep chewing.
I'm not eating.
I want
it's
my shit,
coming out
juice,
of it or anything else.
Juice running out and everything.
Nope, yep. I don't want, look, I'm not eating nothing where there's blood running out of it. You can see the blood. Nope.
No, it's the blood is not running out.
All you do is take the toast and wipe that shit up and eat it.
Hell no.
That's
hell
right.
No. Oh,
that's
no,
right.
No, no, no.
I want to bleed like a
no, no, no.
Take that toast,
no.
Man, and sop that shit
that's
up.
That's the protein.
No.
That's the protein. You need it.
And Antoinette, right. What people don't understand is, here's the thing that people don't understand, Antoinette. First of all, meat will probably stay in your system longer than anything else that you consume.
Beef will.
Food-wise.
I don't eat that much red meat. I eat poultry. And I don't need to be eating that.
Okay, all right. But what I'm saying about the red meat is, especially when you're talking about beef, when you overcook it, eat it well done, that shit will sit in your system for months.
I eat it again. I don't eat it.
You
got
to get an animal or something to flush your whole system out.
That's the way an animal would.
I don't eat nothing that is, no, yeah, I don't want no blood.
And I'm with Perry. When you get that shit medium, just like I'm a lover of prime rib.
For 7 years.
Prime rib to me is
prime rib. Please don't stop, brother.
That's the best cut of meat right there, boy.
I go to the casino to the buffet. I go to the casino to the buffet. And it kind of caters to the white folks, you know. And then brothers and sisters, man, they're like, ooh, man, look at all that juice and everything right out. Now, put mine on the grill, you know, and let it get hot. I said, no, give me that one like that. Anyway, I went to the casino, and you know the end part of the prime rib? They had one big-ass hump. And I said, give me that whole thing. He said, man, you can't eat that. I said, I eat it, but I'm not going to eat the fat. I'm going to eat the lean out of it. Man, with some garlic toast, man, I set up my ate that truck. I eat fat.
What? You'll hurt yourself with some prime rib. You'll hurt yourself with some prime rib.
Yeah, it looked like a big ass ham laying there, though. It looked like a big ass ham. Somebody speak of something. Man, look at that big ass ham.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, that prime rib will make you hurt yourself. You'll hurt yourself eating that.
Ribeye is good. Ribeye is good.
Perry, have you ever had ribeye with the bone in it? Have you had ribeye with the bone in it?
Huh?
Have you had ribeye with the bone in it?
No.
No. Try that. Get ribeye with the bone on it. Try that one. Just try it. Cook it the way you like it. But cook it with that bone on there. I'm going to tell you right now, once you go there, you'll never go back again. Get that bone on that ribeye.
14 minutes left, kids. You want to keep in with the show, you want to participate in the show, you need to call it now. You have 14 minutes to do so, and because we're going over time. And, of course, the chat room is always there for you to argue and fight and cuss and spit and whatever else and kill dead red meat and everything dies.
We're talking food
tonight.
I love
this. Groceries. Groceries, cattle, hogs, pigs, cats, dogs, whatever you prefer to eat, whatever your duck is, any type of animal. I prefer dog over cat much more. So I would really like to. Yeah, cat's good, though, when it's been good. Catch it while it's alive. That's the best way to eat it alive.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Cut back leg
and
you
got to catch it while it's alive and kill them then.
Well, it goes good with rice, asparagus, and broccoli, so I'm announcing that. But anyway, you got 13 minutes to call in, so you can do so. Anyway, the topic tonight is money and beef. That was we're on the area of beef farmers. I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for speaking on Where's the Beef, and we'll keep continuing on. So continue on, my friends and followers. Let's party on. Let's talk about pork. Pork is very good.
Oh, the other white meat.
The other white meat.
Oh, man, please.
Right. So if you like dirty eating animals, that's the one to go. Go to a hog. And if you like dirty eating fish, eat catfish. I love them both. They're good friends of mine. I talked to you yesterday.
I love chitlins myself. I love chitlins.
Ew.
Ooh,
do you eat them in the summertime, though, in too?
In the summertime? Yeah.
No, I can't
eat
in the summertime.
I don't eat that much at all.
Shoot my blood pressure up. I can't eat them sometimes.
I mean, I don't
eat
them that often.
Eat them at all.
Chitlins are more like
Ron,
a delicacy for me.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ron,
what's up?
Can I make a little statement, man, on your show?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Last night
ahead.
I was going to another show. I was going to do another show, man. I got so fucked up, man. I said, well, the show don't come on at 2:30. I'm just going to lay down and take a nap. Well, you know, for about 10
right?
minutes.
I knew half an hour later, I said, Perry done knocked out. I said, he wants to drink.
Out like a light. Out like a motherfucking light, man. I fell out, man. I was knocked the fuck out.
What you was sipping on, fella?
Huh?
What you was sipping on?
Oh, man, I told you I'm a gin man, man. I'm a gin man.
Okay.
Man, man, I was drinking that gin, man, talking that shit last night about black folks and any motherfucking thing, man. I had a good motherfucking time last night. I woke up this morning, my son said, damn, you had a heated show last night, didn't you? I said, yeah, man, but I enjoyed the hell out of it, though. Is Cynthia black or white?
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. I already brought that up, Perry, before you got here. I brought that up before you got here.
It matters.
That's the question of the day.
It matters.
Nobody knows.
Show me a sight so I can see it, so I can see what she looks like.
What a sight.
Nobody knows.
Her sore eyes. I don't know.
What was that Funkadelic said, George Clinton says? Nobody knows what the nose knows when he's blowing his nose.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nobody knows. I mean, she says she's black. I listened to your show today. I listened to it in archives. And when y'all went off on that one, I was like, ooh, wee, because she was damn
man,
sure trying
man,
to defend
saying,
herself
I,
being
I had
black.
I had to educate these brothers about a lot of shit, man. You know, really, no human is worth bragging on. No human is worth bragging on. You know,
I agree.
They say, you know, the first president of the United States was black.
Black,
how
John
the fuck
Hampton.
Could you brag on that? And we were still played.
Right.
The first man God made was a black man. But they failed to mention that God destroyed the first world because those folk were fucked up. Yeah, close that up. You know, I'm like, you know, and Arab, you know, Arab people to me are more fucked up than black people. How can you kill a motherfucker based off of religion? I mean, you kill babies, you kill women, you kill what they call non-combatants. You know, and then you funded by motherfuckers that want to destroy all life, not their country, but your country.
Exactly.
And then you come from all over Arabia, all over the Middle East, to kill people that look just like you.
Yep.
How the fuck can you be smart like that? Man, please, man. There's some fucked up people in the world. Black people are fucked up, too. But them Arabs right now, in my book, them Arabs, they are some of the most fucked up people. Okay, look. You got six big-ass nations. You got Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan,
Libya.
Let me see. I know them. You might have to give me some help. I named three of them. But you got Afghanistan, and then you got Iran, and then you got Pakistan. Oh. All them motherfuckers can't whoop Israel.
Yeah.
Put them sumbitches all together.
Yep.
They can't whoop Israel.
That's right.
They can't
That's
whoop
right.
Israel.
And Israel is only six miles wide.
You're anti-Semitic. You're anti-Semitic. I said, motherfucker, you don't know what anti-Semitic means. You don't know what anti-Semitic means. Man, Israel whooped all the motherfuckers by themselves. All of them by themselves. Yeah, but see, Egypt was finna kick their ass, and then the United States jumped in.
Of course. Don't the United States always jump in every conflict we have to go get something from? It's all about the money.
We ain't got shit from them.
No. But anyway, folks, you got 8 minutes. I want to thank everybody that's here. They ain't going to be here after we go into overtime. I want to thank AC, Antoinette, Bible Truth Mini, Blunt Squad Radio, GGT 183, Kill the Noise, Girl 123, into Cadence, okay, Perry Steele, Saturated All Facts Show. Thanks for being here. You got 8 minutes left to call in. So anyway, yeah.
Overtime?
Yeah. Now, Perry, you doing a show tonight or what?
Yeah, I'm programming it now.
Okay.
We promoting your show over here, Perry.
No, Ron, my little brother, man. We do this shit together.
Yep. One after the other.
Yeah, actually, it's a good thing because the timing of when Ron comes on, you know what I'm saying? For the people that haven't been able to want to get their little one and twos, and they continues right on your show.
Right.
Yeah.
There you
all
go.
The time, we can't jump into each other's show, you know. Sometimes I do a show, Ron just don't say nothing. And then
sometimes
I do a show, you know, and then I can, you know, whatever, you know. But, hey, man, it's all about, you know, us working together, man. You know, trying to provide for you and the listeners a format that y'all can come in here, man, and, you know, you can expound on our information. See, it's an information distribution center. Okay, we not about
right.
that bullshit. If you ain't bringing
right.
information,
right.
You know, we can't really deal with you. And then you're a fucking troll that we don't need.
That's right.
You know?
Yep, exactly.
So if you can't do that, then, you know, we respectfully ask that you not fuck with us. Find another show.
Hey, Perry.
Good.
Hey, cuz.
Hey, come on. What up, cuz?
Find another show. If you with that bullshit, leave us alone. That's all we ask.
Exactly.
Potatoes and fish
exactly.
and chicken, stir fry and round up the damn sirloin. Hey, Ron, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, cuz, what's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm
I see you popped in and out a couple times.
Yeah, I was popped in and out. Yeah, y'all made me a little
Yeah,
hungry.
You're a new That's granddaddy,
right.
huh?
Yeah, shit.
Oh, yeah?
I had a, yeah. Perry making me hungry with all
I
that shit he's talking about.
We talking about you being a new granddaddy and you talking about food.
Well, you're supposed to be a hungry
right.
motherfucker.
That's right, and I'm eating something.
Probably a motherfucking peanut butter and... Banana ass sandwich.
Yeah, and I
Elvis
wash
it Presley,
down.
Lovely motherfucker, you.
Oh, Lord. Then
it
I wash it down.
Hey, don't call my cousin names.
Yeah, he
excuse me. That's
right.
He, we have to not do him like that because, you mean, last night, I mean, I went the fuck up.
You ain't too far behind it now, are you?
Hey, Harry, you behave too.
Oh, all right.
Well, you kids good. No fighting in the playground. No fighting in the playground, damn it.
Yes, sir.
I went the fuck
go,
up.
Go ahead, Cuz.
What
see, nice,
when he said
man,
that,
man.
He had a proper tongue. He said bounce back down his throat.
Cuz.
Oh, okay.
And so then it's like, hey, hold up.
I'm like,
good, don't want to fuck with me.
An hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, good, okay.
But
don't
if you want to get it in, but Perry,
don't
if you want
to
get it in,
are you
let
tired?
Him get it in.
Yeah, let him get it in. Fuck it, let him get it in.
Get it in.
No, are you tired, cuz?
No, Not popped in. I was in and out.
Uh-huh, but I'm saying, are you tired?
No,
Are you up? Not laying down, not sitting in the chair. That don't mean that you're not sitting down.
Hey, Perry, get her off my tail.
I'm sorry, so he's saying out of family affairs.
Fast sleep there.
You're from Richmond?
Yeah.
Good
of the fast sleep there.
Yeah.
But you know what, Ron, on my show, man, I'm going to talk about, man, what's going on in Chicago and it's crazy.
Yeah, Perry,
I'm glad
you brought that up because I was going to say something about
that. And then, you know, these mass shootings and killings.
Yep, I was going to say something. I'm glad you brought that up because it was 13 shot and then a three-year-old
boy. Three-year-old boy was shot in the head.
Yeah, I've been
that was sad.
Yeah, and then not long, that was the other
day. And
then
them your babies.
Yeah, and then they just
they
around.
Could be. I felt so bad for that, for them poor children.
Yeah, and then after
that's
that,
a shame. Their lives
children.
Are just getting started.
Your babies,
and they even got started.
Yeah, they are. They're my
babies. Your babies.
But they just had another shooting too. That's they had two shootings in a month, mass shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more. We need more.
Your
babies.
Yes, they are.
We need more propaganda
right.
like that.
Them internet babies.
Right.
Internet love babies.
Yes, I do. I'm just glad they're not all mine. That I didn't have to take care of them because, Lord, it was hard taking care of my three.
Well,
that's the reason why
babies.
They weren't close together. They were so separated, so far apart in years.
They internet babies.
Why? I love children.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, I'm telling you, like I said, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. I love them. That doesn't mean I want to raise all of them. I don't want to raise anymore. I want to raise one mine or grow.
What is that? People telling me they're just excited to see that they aren't alone. There's
wait a minute. Excuse me, Perry. Brian, please get that.
Today's episode is simply
Yeah.
I'm going to say something. I'm glad you brought that up
because
it was 13
shot
and then a
3-year-old.
Right.
Boy.
Man,
I'm
out of here, Ron.
All right, brother. I'll see you in a little while.
All right, have a
enjoy
good one.
Enjoy that
family.
Fish. Yeah. I thought I'm going
to where did that come
all right,
come
folks,
on?
You got 60 seconds to get in here before I shut the door on the internet, so you need to get in here and get now. Don't fuck around.
You don't shut the
call
door
that number.
You don't shut the door on your head.
Yeah, shut it off.
Call now. The operators are standing by. We're going to heat this show up for the next hour. You got 40 seconds.
You got 40 seconds,
the lady
Perry,
from Australia,
nice
England, told me so.
Oh.
All right, Brother Perry. I'll see you in your show in a little while.
All right, then. That's cool.
All right, Perry, don't fall asleep
cooking. I tell you, I think that Ron must troll his own show. I wonder where some of those news are from.
That's stupid.
Hello, Q. What
the
hell you with
oh,
your hands on
that? Guess who's in the house now?
That's
a stupid cocksucker.
I miss you.
Guess who's in the house now?
Cocksucker.
I wish I'd get my hands on you, man. I'd be
well, you know where I live. Well, you think you know where I live? Come get me. Take a trip up to the northeast.
Uh-oh.
I was
guess who's in the house?
You what? What are you going to do?
I was there the other day.
Y'all
was gone.
Where were you?
Y'all was gone.
Damn, I thought we got rid of him.
That's a shame.
Nah, not me.
No, you can't, get rid of the Jew.
Motherfucker, fell along.
You can't get rid of the Jew. Jew is like a bad cold. He lingers.
Oh, he does more than linger there.
Yeah, he does. He actually
hey,
does more than linger.
That motherfucker off.
You might as well hire him.
You kiss your children.
That motherfucker off.
You might as well hire him.
I can't stand that bitch-ass punk.
Hey, Barry,
why don't you hire him?
Children queue up for a kiss from daddy with that mouth. I got to wonder.
Oh, man, I'm out of here, man.
The Jew is in the house.
Run away, Perry Steele. Run, run, run. Run, Perry,
hey, Jew,
run.
You need unemployment?
Watch Perry run.
Ain't no running into it, man. You ain't shit,
Perry.
Man.
You know, I'll never say it again, the P for Pussy, I'm sorry, P for Perry. But you run, Perry. You run, run. Let that wind catch you at your back and run. Run far. Run fast.
Man, and we don't need you, man. You ain't worth shit. You ain't worth shit. Your daddy would be better if he had just jacked off instead of getting your mama pregnant with you.
Oh. Well, I'm sure I did a lot of leg dribbling before I was created.
Oh, man.
So they just
Ron,
got it.
Ron, you said this motherfucker gonna take over the show?
I sit up here.
I'm not even on your show no more. I'm still listening to this motherfucker.
Well, Barry, let's admit the fact that you see the
I tell you what, Mr. Nagasaki.
Huh?
Hell, I have nugget socks. We're gonna do the PSP show, and I'm gonna do this shit right, right where I'm gonna run. So I'm gonna do this shit right on run. So no, I gotta hang up.
You're not running run show.
It's going down. It's
you're
going
not
down.
Run show. Are you, Perry?
I'm gonna go and do my own show.
Listen, I thought
but
you,
you
were
know
running,
what?
I thought you were running off.
Fuck
have
you, you don't understand.
Come on, hurry up. You might there's a bus waiting. You might miss it.
Oh.
I told the bus driver to hold on. You got one more rider.
Oh,
you're lucky.
I told you, man. Run, man. I don't know, man. I would not let that motherfucker on my show, but hey, I'm out.
All right. Peace out there, big brother.
All right, Perry.
All right, Perry.
Bye, right. Chocolate Man.
Goodbye, Perry. See you later,
Chocolate Man.
We'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
What
love that.
Why are you calling him
Chocolate
Man?
I know you've been listening. You've probably been listening for the last hour and a half.
No. I've been torturing people on terrestrial radio. I've done about 8 different voices, and I've been on 8 times to get my agenda talked about.
Oh, okay.
Well,
and I'll tell you what, I'm amazed that they haven't figured out it was me, because after about the 7th time, I thought they caught on, but apparently
not. Nah, you swept with it, Jew. You swept with it. I'll give you credit for that.
Well,
you
I had to get them talking about 9/11, and they didn't want to talk about 9/11. And
right.
It just means that every one of their callers wanted to talk about 9/11. In fact, they were so enthralled by the caller, the first caller, that they just had to call. They couldn't help themselves.
I feel you.
No,
I have
not been listening. Have I missed something that I should check in archives?
Oh no, because nobody said anything about you until you showed up. And then you know how it is when you show up.
Just as I showed up, I heard something about trolls or something. I thought,
yeah,
no.
Well, you know, you have that moniker attached to you. You're considered a troll, and you know what that's all about.
Yeah. I'm getting some
you
kind of...
You know what that's all about.
Well,
what did I miss? I just had to go take a piss. What did I miss?
You ain't missed nothing,
well,
Ron. You ain't missed nothing.
Like
here's what you missed, Ron. Here's what you missed. You got this clown in your chat room, and his name is Allfax, and I keep telling him to call in, but he doesn't want to do it. Now he's waving goodbye. No, he's still listening.
He's a big pussy, that Allfax.
Yeah, get your ass on the line, Allfax, because that's one that I want
to
get.
I think you need to travel to Baltimore and get down there. He probably lives near where all the people are. He probably lives near all the where all the peep shows are in Baltimore. Just go down there, and I'll bet you, because we've seen a picture, I bet you can find him easy. Probably, he probably works at one of those places, probably hawking one of them.
What is a Negro? What is a Negro?
That was a different... That's
Hello,
a,
am I on? Am I muted?
Oh, look, he's
no,
never
you're
on.
Not muted.
I'll tell you what, I don't think that you could stop this guy with the plunger the size of a pancake. Nothing stopped.
Hello. Am I muted? Am I muted?
No, you're on.
All facts, you know you're not muted. You know you're here. Say what you have to say and get it over with, please.
How about Pancake?
That sounded like him? That was a good one.
How about Pancake?
That's a good one. I thought
it was.
I could use that again.
Don't do that.
Don't do what? Hold on.
This is...
Really
is that all
like
craps?
Yeah, it sounded like them.
Hello.
Hey, you got something up in there.
Am I muted?
That was a really okay.
But you know what?
Hold on.
Y'all are
being honored
now.
Okay, I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet.
You know, it's you want a speakerphone, for God's sake.
Gentlemen.
No, you know, you're on every radio show. Have a little professional.
Hold on.
Jew, I have a question to ask you.
Yes, Antoinette. I would be even, I'll tell you what, it would warm the cockles of my crooked heart to answer your question.
Not the cockles. Wow.
Okay. Now, Jew, tell me your opinion of what you think would happen if the system collapsed.
I hope you got lots of bullets. I hope you have a stockpile of bullets. I hope you have several guns, and I hope you make some of them shotguns. And I hope you stock yourself with ammunition, because if the system collapses, you'll be trading those bullets for food.
Ammunition.
Probably with a guy like Ron Reck. He'll be standing there going, hey, I got goats. Want to eat a goat? Give me some bullets.
No, I got better things than that. Alcohol and tobacco. I have alcohol and tobacco.
That shit
it
was
funny.
That shit was funny.
What people do for money today won't make
right?
any difference.
It
was not how badly the system's going to collapse. But look, you're already seeing the system collapsing on the fringes. You see it in cities like California where they say, we just don't no longer have a police force. And if you want a cop, call the sheriff. He's only 80 miles away, but he'll get out there
real
quick.
That's true.
So you're already seeing
Joe.
It. You're already seeing
right.
it.
Right. So, you know, so then we see no police force, no active police force. And the police are not peacekeepers anymore. Now they're public servants.
They
so
no,
they're
no, no.
there
they
to make
no,
money off
of
it.
They haven't been peacekeepers in years.
So they're going to do it.
Right.
They're going to act to their own advantage and get over too. Because
they haven't
have no
been,
money
they haven't
gonna
been peacekeepers for over 100 years.
They're going to rob
yeah,
it.
It's been, true. It's been forever since they've been peacekeepers. They're not
right.
officers of the peace.
They're a paramilitary organization.
They are law enforcement.
Yes,
they enforce laws. They don't keep
the
peace.
System falls. If the system falls, it's going to be everybody robbing everybody.
Well,
yes.
not everybody.
Nope.
No,
I won't be robbing anybody because
like
it's not worth it.
Who it's
well, I mean,
already
shit.
Gotten out. No,
if
no,
you
no.
try
some
to come and
like
rob me, I'm going to rob you.
Listen, some people like the Jew, who has been rumored has already gotten out, but I won't substantiate that rumor.
Yeah,
won't
now
be
I
want
you.
If somebody
tries
to come and rob me,
I'm going
to rob them, right?
Well, the Jew has already made it public knowledge, and I've heard this on a show, that he carries two guns. Everywhere he
oh,
goes.
Oh, yeah, I did hear you say that.
No.
Yep.
That's not
no,
true.
No, you
care.
Said that. You said that on a show.
I used to carry a gun in the side
like
pocket of my car. I used to for the carjackings, just in case. There was a point where I went into the city where, I tell you what, I could have had five guns. It wouldn't have made a difference. It was scary.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't like Philly. I don't like Philly at all.
Oh, you know,
but
Philly ain't that bad.
I don't like any city. Santiago.
I don't like any city.
You don't go there. Places you don't go in Miami.
I honestly and truly, Jew, I do not go into any city. I do not like the cities at all.
Well, wait a minute.
I would love to take all of you on a field trip to Oakland. Eastside Oakland.
Why the hell would anybody want to go to Oakland?
That's where I'm from, Jew, and you
know
that.
I know it's where you're from, but I'll say it again. Why in the hell would anybody want to go to Oakland?
I would just like to take you guys on a field trip just so that you can see what it's like to be in the jungle.
No, let me tell you something.
Then
you
call
know,
next
Patrick.
Week for the East St. Louis tour
wait,
Chicago.
Patrick, let me tell you something in all seriousness.
Why are you a fool?
Look now.
Anybody, you,
look
you
now
wanna listen
to
I'm going to speak facts, yo. I'm going to give you facts, yo.
Oh,
let me give you some facts, Patrick.
N2K.
I had a customer in Northeast Philadelphia many, many years ago who had a they made paper. They made a specific paper matting and whatnot, but they were in Northeast Philly. When I went to their location, I parked my car on the sidewalk right next to the door. I didn't put my hand on my gun when I exited the building. I took it out. So many people had been mugged, raped, killed in that particular neighborhood. This is not a place that I want to go visit. The only place that I went, the only reason I went there was to make money. Otherwise, I would never step foot in that neighborhood.
Okay.
What you selling? Methamphetamine?
Well, Pennsylvania all
there.
Together is not an open carry state, is it?
What is? And Pennsylvania is an open carry state. Delaware is
too.
Is
it?
Well,
that's scary.
It is.
Your newspapers won't tell you that because when the people in Delaware want them to have a shall issue concealed carry law, they never mention the fact that Delaware is an open carry state.
Yeah, Delaware is open carry.
Now, Jew, when I went to Philly, the only place I was at, and this was a long time ago, I was in Philly for 2 weeks. Back in the late 80s, I was in Center City, and then I went to South Street. I think it's, what do they call it? Is that the Cherry Hill District?
No. At South Street is plenty enough description. I would have taken you to Morimoto's,
right.
Patrick. You would have been absolutely floored with the $150 Omikasa tasting menu. It goes on for 3 hours.
See, this
they
guy,
bring out unbelievable things of food that just creations that you wouldn't even think they could make with food. And it just keeps coming out of that kitchen one after the other. Must have been 25 different plates, including dessert.
Over there in Chinatown, they got frogs on display in the windows. I've seen
Chinatown where? In New York?
Downtown. Philadelphia has a small Chinatown, not like New York.
Oh, okay.
Philadelphia
what's the name of that farmer's market that they have in Philly?
You know,
I went there too.
Called the Italian Market.
That was near the center
called
city.
The Italian Market. It's at 19th.
That's where the Amish come and they sell their goods.
Well, you're talking
about. It's like a big, huge field house.
Patrick, if you'd be quiet long enough, I'll give you
I'm
the
sorry.
Answer.
My bad.
It's
my
called,
bad.
It's called. Oh, boy. You know what? I had it on the top of my tongue and it just rolled off. It's called the Reading Terminal.
Yeah, I went there too.
And there's some very good food in there.
That place was nice.
Well,
I love that
place. I would have enjoyed Morimoto better.
Morimoto, that's the guy. That's the Japanese guy.
Iron Chef Morimoto.
That's Morimoto.
Well, he has two restaurants. He has one in New York City.
In Philadelphia?
He has one in Philadelphia. He has one in the Meatpacking District in New York City. I've been to both.
Right. I know he has one in New York. I didn't know he was in Philly, though.
It is underneath a huge disco in New York. It was fascinating. I was there last year. Lovely. See?
Morimoto, he ain't no joke.
Morimoto.
Really he ain't no joke.
You know what? You're going to have to come up to my standards,
He's a serious chef. No, I know who Morimoto is. I know who
where
he is.
In New York
City, he ain't no joke.
It's in the meatpacking.
Where? What street, though? What street? 14th?
Morimoto? It's all the way on the west side, and it's in. It's almost the lower Manhattan, but it's not quite. I forget the cross street.
Yeah, that was his first restaurant in the States, was in New York, I think it was.
14th Street and maybe 8th or 9th. I forget what the last street is in New York City on the west side. Is it 8th Street? Is it 8th Avenue? 10th Avenue? It's probably 10th Avenue and 14th Street.
Is it on the corner?
It is not. There's an apartment building on the corner, but there's a huge discotheque. They're playing disco music. You can't even see it.
They got the Gavin. The Gavin Pour. Gavin Pour that's
Hello?
Over there, too. It's really nice.
Hello?
It's lovely. Food is a lovely thing. And when you have a chef that is as creative as Morimoto and the chefs that he hires, you get a culinary experience that is second to none.
Yeah, he's the bomb. He's definitely the chef.
Well, now, Drew, let me ask you this. Now, if the money system collapses, how do you think this is going to affect the rich, the so-called rich people, upper middle class, and above?
They will have already left.
Yeah, they cleaned out. They're gone.
You think so?
No, they won't. There will be none of them around. You'll be standing around looking for them. You'll be saying, where'd they go?
That's what I'm saying. If a person got $1 million stashed in their house, you know, and then they got a couple of million in the bank, ain't they going to be okay?
How?
You're talking about net wealth.
No, how are they going to be okay if they're holding dollars? Wait. How are they going to be okay if they're holding dollars? If they're holding dollars, it's going to be worthless.
You know, because some people, remember, a lot of people took out money out the bank, and they stashed it.
It's going to be worthless.
Yeah, but it's not
going to
be worth anything.
Where it is?
If it's collapsed, if the system collapsed, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they got to transfer the money into
that's
what's
right.
coming
so
try forward.
Taking out, hold on. Huh?
Right.
Try traveling. $12,000.
Oh, you got to buy gold with the money.
Hold on. All you black men out there listening to this show, put $12,000 in your pocket
here
and travel across the country and see how long the police let you keep it.
You can't bring $10,000, more than $10,000 across the country.
Buy some gold.
No, that's not. You can bring it. They'll just take it. They're going to tell you
right.
that it's drug money. It's not
but
that you
know
can't
what?
Take it. They're going to take
true.
It and make you. Oh, they don't. Listen to me carefully. When they seize money, you're on the side of the road. They pull you over. They search your car or whatever. You got $12,000. You're going to go out and you're going to go buy a cow. Whatever you're going to go buy with it, you're going to go buy. Let's say you're going to go to Ohio and go to Amish country and buy yourself a cow from an Amish farmer. Well, he doesn't take credit cards.
Money. Where that money's coming from?
But also,
but
now...
They don't, wait a minute. But they don't. They don't go after you. The title of the criminal act is whatever police department or municipality versus $12,000. Then you have to prove that that $12,000 should belong to you, even though they took it from you.
Right.
Is the whole purpose on that to say that, that they paid taxes to find out if those it was, you know, paid, like them $10,000, you pay your tax on
it that. Will cost you. It will cost you at a minimum $5,000 to step foot in court to go get back your $12,000. Now, if they took $12,000 from you, is it worth spending $5,000 to get back $12,000? Yes. But if they take $4,000 from you, is it worth spending $5,000 to get $4,000? Uh-uh. And that's what they do. That's what they
right.
do all day long.
Okay, now, Ron. Ron?
It is a criminal empire, is what it was talking about.
Okay, but how,
and that's
now
what
how
they
would
do.
You work that so that you don't pay that to get
well,
out
gotta,
of your
you
money?
You got to be your own lawyer. You got to be your own attorney. You got to use that right. But you
yeah,
still got to
but what laws...
But the thing is, you have to reverse it. Here's the name of the game. Okay, they take your money, and you got to fight them in court, right? Okay. Well, you got to pay filing fees, court costs, all that crazy shit. Okay, that's a given. But when you settle, you have to add that into what your complaint is. You know, you're suing for your $12,000 plus fees. You got to add that fees plus court costs. When you add the fees to it, see that fee, where you don't, people don't catch on to it, you can charge them a extravagant amount of money for being there. You see what I'm saying? A big amount of money. But nobody knows that. Nobody knows how to do that. So that's what it is. You got to threaten them with their money. You threaten them with, you threaten their money, they'll back off you. That's what it's all about. It's all about money. The system, like I told you before, when a cop gets called anymore, a dispatcher say, well, car 54 or whatever the fuck his number is, you have a call for service. A call for service. Because he's an independent contractor now.
Yeah.
All cops are independent contractors. There's no more policemen. There's no more... peace officers or policy holders, what the fuck?
Right,
are.
Because
policy
the police can be sued.
Right, right, and that keeps them from attacking the county or the municipality, whatever they are. You know, going back to them. Well, he's a subcontractor. He don't actually work for us. You see what I mean? So they cover their own ass. So if they get sued, they don't get it. But you know, but the thing is, the immunity. They're, the judges and prosecuting attorneys are losing immunity. It's about over for them, real quick. So they will be held personally liable, which that was coming a long time ago. I've seen it coming, but the thing of it is, you have to attack their money. You got to play their game against them. When you don't know how to play the game, is when they always win. It's a stacked deck. You got to know how to play it. That's how the system works. But they usually win all the time because 94% of everybody in this country is fucking stupid to that. They don't teach you law. They don't teach you the game. They don't want you to know the game.
Yeah,
because if you knew the game, there'd be nobody in court.
Yeah, but somebody.
I have a question for
somebody
the Jew.
Somebody taught Patrick.
I have a question for the Jew.
Somebody taught Patrick about the game.
I've heard.
Oh, wait, he's trying to ask you a question, Jew.
I know.
I've heard questions, and there's some rumblings going on. I don't know how valid they are.
That could be your stomach. Eat something.
Come on, let him ask you a question. Be serious, okay, for a moment, please.
With that, Antoinette, with that being said, you don't have to come to my defense. I can handle him.
Continue the conversation.
Okay. I've heard rumblings that the currency is being switched over, and I don't want to pronounce this the wrong way, but I'm going to spell it the Y. I think it's Y-U or Y-U-A-N or the Y-A-U-N.
The yuan. The yuan. That's, that's the Chinese currency.
So I've heard through rumblings, these are just rumblings, that the currency is slowly progressing into that being the base currency of the world, not
like the
American dollar has been.
That could be.
I mean,
yeah, the world reserve.
Concur with this, or is this a fallacy?
Well,
I
just heard that China just made a deal with Russia to buy their oil in the renminbi, I think, which is which is, I think, they're also their currency.
So will that cause a transfer of the dominant currency going from the dollar to the...
It will cause dollars to flood back into America, which will then cause more inflation, and the dollars will all be worth less than they are now.
Okay.
So
right.
It's
going to be...
Exactly.
So basically it's going to be leveraged against the dollar, is what
you're
saying.
You're getting screwed from every direction.
Right. It's like they're saying that on 30th they're going to close down the government because of money. If Obamacare goes through, well, here's the deal. If Obamacare goes on and happens, which I'm sure it will, it's going to be an economic burden big time. And what the problem is, we the people, that are working jobs, like, we can't afford another bill like that. Can't afford it. See what I'm saying? And then they're regulating the doctors. And then, you know, when a doctor says, well, you know, I could give you this prescription for this medication for this cold you got, this infection you got going on, but I got to charge a little extra money on the side because they only allow me so much money. They only give me a little bit now because they're going to control every doctor's fee, all of them. Hospitals, doctors,
they're
surgery,
flatlining.
Whatever.
They're flatlining the expenses
right. That
the doctors
are
able
to
claim.
Let me make a suggestion to all of you. If you get yourself insurance, not from America, not from an American insurance company, but you go overseas to go source your insurance, you will find that you can go to any hospital anywhere in the world. So if you have something you want to take care of, go fly to Thailand and get yourself taken care of. You want to go to a nice hospital and get a nice vacation, go to India. Go to a resort in India and get yourself taken care of. Thailand, I would suggest better. Or if you like Singapore, it'll cost you a little bit more money there. Fly to Germany. Go get yourself taken care of over there. This nonsense that the United States is the only country that has real doctors and real hospitals, that's a lot of crap.
Right, but based on what you just said, Jew, let me ask you this. I just want to segue, because we're creating a segue now. Based on the question that I just asked you in terms of the currency and how it's switching over or how it's being leveraged.
I don't know if it's switching over.
Not necessarily switching over. And what you just brought up about how you can actually go overseas, is this going to be beneficial to the average American? Now, let's talk about the average American. Can
the average
American
is screwed.
Because you have a lot of knowledge about the Asian market.
Yeah, but the average American
the
is screwed because no matter what happens, the average American is going to tell you that you're crazy right up until the end.
Huh. Okay. There
the
it
average
is.
American is never going to see it. The average American
is
going
right.
to tell you that, well, you know, the Democrats got my back and they're going to take care of me. Oh, yeah, they're going to take care of you all right. And the Republicans are standing right behind them. So if you slip through the cracks, if the Democrats don't get you, you can bet your ass that the Republicans will get you later.
There you have it. That's it. That answers my question.
You don't stand a snow. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. If you stay in America, you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell.
Damn.
And if you think that you're going to be the one that survives, and let me tell you something. Let me just, for all of you people that live in the city, and do we still have All Facts Mike? Is he still down there?
Nah, he's gone.
For all you people that live in the city, when, because you have so many food stores in the city, you know that. It's just littered with food stores like the suburbs.
Right,
but
right.
When the city runs out of food because they can't bring the food into the food stores, and there's nothing to eat, all those nice neighbors of yours are going to start getting hungry. And they're not going to be so nice when they're hungry. When their little child looks up at them and says, Mommy, I'm hungry, my stomach hurts, I've had nothing to eat. Well, they're going to do something about it. And maybe they're going to take it from you. Maybe the neighbor that you knew for years and you never thought had a malicious part of him at all, maybe he's going to show you. Maybe he's going to show you that he does.
That's real talk.
I wouldn't want to be near the city.
That's real talk.
I wouldn't want to be near a city. when everything goes to crap.
That's right, basic.
Absolutely.
That's basic.
Yeah, I've been preaching shit for a long time.
I want to come and stay with Ron. Ron's my new best friend. I want to come stay with him.
Either put it this way, either we're going to share with each other and have a lot of more unity, or it's going to go to that level.
Yeah, and that's,
but
you know what, and that's
but
good
Mark,
point.
Mark,
what he's saying is
that we're already there. It's not about going to that level. We're already there. They got us in a position now where they can just fucking pull the plug. They can pull the plug.
But when that shit stops,
man, I'm telling you, you're not listening to what he's saying. They already got us in a position where they can pull the plug. It ain't about if we get there. It's about when it happens.
I said before that the next time the bag drops in Wall Street, I guarantee you they're not going to be able to bring it up. And they planned it for it to happen when Obama was in.
And why
do you think I can believe that?
Yeah. Okay. So expect it soon. Then later.
I expected it months ago.
Exactly. Mm. I expected it years ago.
I hope Perry doesn't
tell you. Listen. Let me tell you what
I expected it. I expected it years ago.
I think Perry ought to be, if he's hoofing it, Perry ought to be headed towards Ron.
What people don't realize is that every time they promised us that they were going to fix the economy, all they were doing was creating bubbles.
Come on, Mark. You know better than that. When motherfuckers promise you something, they're selling you a dream.
Yeah, but I knew that, and I've been telling people that, but they didn't want to believe it.
They're selling you a dream, man.
Okay, now let me ask you something.
You know,
is there any solution?
And then this bubble they created now, it's going to blow up.
Yeah, there is a solution, Antoinette. It's called collective consciousness.
You all better start singing Les Miserables, because that's going to be what your life's going to be like.
Oh, stop that, Jew. Stop that. Yes, there is a solution, Antoinette, and it's called collective consciousness, which I talked about before. We cannot do this one person at a time.
It's called get the hell out.
Yeah, well, you know what, Jew? You have that option. So you can get the hell out, and you can get a boat, and you can go to Thailand, or you can go to Malaysia, or you can go to Singapore, and you can do all these things because you've done your homework and you've planned the shit out. But for the rest of us who either don't have the economic resources...
I don't understand that. I'm missing something here. Why are you incapable of leaving and I am?
It's not that we're incapable.
Can we get to the people that are not going to leave, okay?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
This is what I'm trying to impress upon the Jew.
It's not that we're incapable. It's just that certain people don't do their due diligence. They don't study. They don't understand history. They don't understand economics. They don't understand politics, and they look at the shit purely on the surface. So all they're concerned about is being a tax-paying, flag-toting American. You have so many people who have been brainwashed into this crap, which you haven't been, because even though you're a white American, you don't even believe the shit that the government peddles.
Wait a minute.
Because you have a contingency plan. Guess how many people compared to you don't have that plan? They don't have it.
Those are the ones that will be lost. They will be eaten alive.
They're going to get swept up in all the catastrophes that are just waiting to happen. And they're just going to die.
That's right.
It's just that simple. So going to what you're saying, Antoinette, the solution is we have to have a collective consciousness. We have to understand we're in this shit together. Just like as much as you don't like the Jew, as much as I don't like to have the shit that he does.
I like the Jew.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying that personally. What I'm saying is that he's the type of individual where he gives very important information. Now,
yes,
he comes across in a certain way, whether you like it or not. It is what it is. I'm the same way.
The Jew is the same way. A real bastard.
Jay is the same way. Perry's the same way. Ron's the same way. Mark's the same way. We are all talking about the same thing. And we all know, because we're on here talking together every freaking day. We're like family. Okay? And we're sitting here going, you know what? This shit is fucked up. This shit is not right. Here's what we need to do. However, when you talk to other people in the general public, do you realize the backlash that you get? Because motherfuckers are not trying to hear it. They're
right.
They're trying to pay bills. They're trying to make sure they eat, not realizing the plug is about to get pulled on you. You might not be eating. And just like the Jew said, as soon as people start going hungry, that nice neighbor might not be so nice when stomach cramps start coming, like Richard Pryor used to say, them hungry cramps.
Mm-hmm.
So what are
you
doing What are you doing to prepare?
Who is that?
Where are all these people coming from?
They're coming out of everywhere.
With this pessimist and stuff all the time. And it's like, hell, you might drop dead tomorrow. So what's the difference between that? You have people dying every day.
Let me answer her question.
If you're not putting yourself in a position to make changes, it's a mute point.
Let me answer your question. What I'm doing is
Let me answer your question. If you are creating avenues to make it better, if you're putting yourself in a position to be one of the change makers, then that is good. But just sitting
right
here talking, I'm in total agreement with you.
So
why worry about it? Why worry about it?
That's not the point.
The only thing you can do is
enjoy your family. When you're on your deathbed, if you die tomorrow, you're not going to be saying, oh, the world collapsed.
Yeah,
what
that's so easy to say when you have little children. When you don't have little children, you say, oh, I'm on my deathbed, but I'm not ready to have my son die. That's why my son needed to go to sleep.
Can you control it? If you're not prepping,
no, I can't control it.
If you're not making your way to get out of the country,
stop yelling and listen for once.
I'm not trying to control. Because you're just a troll.
Well, you're right. I am a troll, but I'm a troll with knowledge.
You're not a troll with knowledge.
Sometimes I lie. Sometimes I tell the truth. However, like they say, knowing is half the battle, because
we give the information doesn't mean
you can know what's going to happen or what's going to go on, but you know what you have to do. But you know what can you do about it? You know the one thing you do about it. Get the hell out of the way. What can you do about it? Do you remember the movie, The Fish Called Wanda? You can't. I asked you a question. You're not a person. One at a time.
Yes.
And
do you remember the movie?
And you prepare yourself. That's what every interview always been about. I mean, come on now. I saw that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis and what was the other guy's name?
Do you remember when the villain character, the brother or whatever his name was, the one that was kind of the stupid criminal, you remember when he was standing in cement?
Yes.
Right. And what's his name was coming at him with a steamroller. Remember that? Slowly.
Kevin Kline. I think it was Kevin Kline.
And he just laughed at him.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Can you please let Mae finish her statement? She was speaking.
Well, she was speaking, but she's talking nonsense.
Well, she asked me a question, and she didn't even let me answer. Okay, calm down. Thank you. Calm down, kids.
So if you recall, though, when he stood with his feet locked in the cement, steamroller was coming at him. He laughed at him.
Could you let her finish her statement?
She's not making a finished statement. She's not coming to a point.
She was, but you know what? That's for her.
She's going to be one of those people.
Let her finish, please.
Denying it to the end.
Okay, thank you. Now let her finish. Okay.
No, I'm enjoying every day. I'm preferring. I'm not complaining about it, but I'm enjoying every day, and I don't have to say the same rhetoric.
You have children?
Every time.
Do you have children?
I do. I have a grown, and she's
let her finish.
Doing whatever she needs to do if that time comes. But at the same time, I'm not complaining because there's nothing that I could do in a mess. There's nothing you could do. So you're not
as long as you think that way, you won't.
Do what you can do for
see,
a day.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem.
No, that's
people
not
think
the problem.
There's nothing they can do.
And to answer your question,
what I do is I share information that I have with everybody I come across.
But I will
because that's all I can do. That's all I can do. I can share information.
No, she's doing the same thing over and over again. All right, you're living every day to its fullest.
You're not putting yourself.
It's a beautiful day.
To be one of the change
it's a
makers,
lovely
are
day.
You? No, you're not.
There's a man coming at you with
rhetoric.
An axe, but it's so sunny, and the flowers smell so good.
You know what? Would
man
y'all
comes
please
at you
let
with
her
axe.
Talk?
Let's just smell the flowers.
Please let her talk.
Mm, they smell so good. My head's going to be cut off in a second.
You
want to
say something?
Flowers smell so lovely.
So how many of you people are running for government? How many people are putting themselves in a position of that? How many people are doing that?
In the position of what, dear?
To be a change maker.
Running for government is what
you're
smelling
the flowers. When were you making changes?
Look, I'm not over here complaining all the time.
No.
You're having a lovely day. You're not living in reality, and that's fine.
No.
Listen, I'm
every
glad.
Every day is a lovely day when you are here. Every day is you can only.
Every day.
Every day
is a lovely day, what, when you're alive?
Every day is a lovely day.
Won't be alive.
Because
all the facts of what's about to come.
That. You have to take each day by each day.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's take her advice, everybody. Every day is a lovely day. Don't talk about anything. Just live your life. Just live your life.
Make it a day.
Mm-hmm. Just live your life.
I got to get the lyrics to that. I love that
that's
song.
Live your life. Every day is a wonderful day. None of us are change makers. None of us are getting into government. None of us have a solution. So at the end of the day, why don't we do this? Why don't we do what you do? We wake up. Every day is a lovely day. Everything is fine. And let's just go on with life. Let's just go on with life.
Let's make the best of every day.
What's the Monty Python song?
Because at the end of the day, you're not promised any of this stuff. You know, and if you die tomorrow, what would be the
end of the day?
What if you don't die?
Hold on, I'm gonna get the lyrics. I think it's at the end of the day. What was it? You know that song, don't you?
What would be the conversation if you pass that tomorrow? If you didn't wake up tonight, what would be the conversation?
There is no conversation because you're dead.
So you gotta let them know and prepare.
There isn't. So all of this stuff is
okay. So why don't we just stop the show, shut the hell up, and go on with your life?
I think that's a fantastic idea.
That's what
idea.
I'm not saying, but what I'm telling you, think about it in another way.
What the hell is your solution?
You're not seeing me worried about because.
You seem to have all the answers. You seem to know everything that's going on.
There we go.
What is your solution?
It's a big concern for you.
Can
so you
Antoinette,
tell
you
me
say,
how are you tackling this issue that
I'm
you are so concerned about?
I'm not concerned about it, sweetheart. Guess what? I could give a fuck. I don't want to tackle the issue, and I'm going to live my fucking life the way I want to. Now, we're done. It's over. We have nothing else to talk about. I'm living my life. I don't give a shit what happens to nobody else.
That's it.
We're done.
I dream that love would never die. Go ahead. I dream that God would be forgiving.
I never thought I'd ask for a second chance.
No. What are you singing? You sing Les Miserables with me. I dreamed a dream. Go look it up. Come on.
Yeah.
We'll all sing it together.
See, the thing about it is,
Ron will sing baritone. Ron will sing baritone. Maybe Ron will play the trumpet.
At the same time, that he may be concerned about it, but you see him doing things as well.
And I was young and unafraid.
Doing things and what?
Is your name Mab?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in this beautywood. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Oh, what is the song that they sing on Monty Python?
Everybody's complaining. Everybody's complaining here.
Oh, I got to look it up now. I can't read.
I can't hear you, Jay. Your phone is too low.
Everybody's complaining here.
Yeah, everybody. I'm listening.
Always look on the bright side of life.
In the world, being paranoid and worried about shit all the time.
Yes, you can't do that. I mean, come on with if you're complaining about, come up with a practical solution or something that you are doing in your life.
Forgotten.
There's that.
And that's
the
lack of
smiling
and dancing.
Every day.
When you're feeling in the dump,
so
don't be silly chumps.
Solution.
Just purse your lips and whistle. That's the thing.
You
always look on the bright side of life.
Well, I see what you're going to be doing, singing.
I will be singing far away from you, to be sure of that.
You don't know
there
what
be,
I have.
There will be an ocean between me and you. Don't you worry about that now. When you're
honey,
there
I'm
telling everybody how
here.
Wonderful it is.
I'm not going to be here. You're more likely to be here before I will, and I guarantee you that.
Share your plan, Mab. What should we do? What should we do?
I mean, what have you got to lose? You know, you come from nothing. You're going back to nothing. What have you lost?
No,
nothing.
I don't come from nothing. You're talking about yourself.
No, I'm singing Monty Python, dear. You got to get with the program.
Oh, no, you need to get with the program.
Okay, is that the best you can come up with? You're not mumbling today, so it makes me wonder, why do you mumble most of the time? You're much more coherent than I hear you normally. Is the mumbling an act, or do you drink?
Judy, you're making a personal attack. That's
no,
not
I'm asking
right.
a question. Answer.
Juice asking a legitimate question.
No,
because
he's not.
Every time
I hear her
talk, Mae calls in from work. She's at work when she calls in. And she doesn't usually
call.
She's calling
in at work. Shouldn't she be working?
A lot of people have a problem.
I have the luxury
of
doing both.
Oh, you have the luxury. So you're actually living the American dream. You're getting paid to be on BTR and talk a gang of shit, and you're getting paid.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking.
Oh, you're not?
All of that. No. And you're getting
what are you doing?
And it's
then?
Really not. It's really not. It's really not necessary. I am enjoying the conversation. But as far as
a warmonger. Damn.
No, I'm not a
warmonger. That bright side of life did to me.
Let's see.
But I'm just saying.
So
let me
always,
think of it in a different way.
And just before you draw your terminal breath, life's a piece of shit. You look at
all the time. I'm just saying,
life's
just
a laugh and death
is
a joke.
Just come from another avenue. Okay?
All
right.
Well, see, it's all a show. Keep
I'm
them laughing
listening.
As you
so
go.
Have a good day.
Just remember,
I can understand what you're saying, honey, but
you
got solutions too. You hear? You
always look on the bright side of
solutions
life.
Too.
Man, that call was bullshit, man. I do not like people who get on the line and they call. Yeah, she hung up because she said what she had to say, and now she's gone. And she doesn't want to deal with reality.
Listening, sweetheart. I'm always listening. And
okay,
no
well, I'm glad you're here. I'm not taking it personally. I don't know
well,
you,
well,
so
well,
it's not good. It's never personal.
So you don't have to
strictly business. It's strictly business. It's not personal.
This is not my business.
It's not your business, but you're here.
But you're here.
Yes, Mays. Tell us why you're here.
Why are you here, I remember Mays? The time that you called in.
So okay, well,
yeah,
that's fine.
Crew.
I'm
okay.
That's not
her.
What we're talking about now. That's not
I'm
what we're talking about.
But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm always listening.
Yeah, well, you're taking up a lot of time.
All right, I'm going to mute myself.
So you're taking up a lot of time farting around in church.
Babe, give us a solution. How we fix it?
Oh, that's irrelevant, man.
Babe, how we fix that?
God.
She can't tell you, bro. That's what she's saying. She's looking for a solution. She don't want to give it unless you give a solution. I told her the solution. You better buy some gold and silver, ma'am.
Oh, man.
Look, I'm not the one. Do you hear me complaining about these things just happening?
We're not complaining. We're
so
not complaining.
You're the one saying that there's such a problem.
See, that's the problem. People think we're complaining.
Are you the one who's articulating that these things are happening? So you are the one who has the first view on it. So you share your information
is what's happening.
For people who are listening to you.
Don't
we're giving out information.
Jump.
We're not complaining.
You give out the same information.
And always look
on
the bright side of life.
You've been saying this thing since July. But I haven't heard a solution yet.
And we're talking
solutions. That's what I'm saying. There's other people who are listening, waiting for you guys to come up with some practical solutions that people could do.
Listen, you see, we talk about solutions as well.
And when somebody asks you about that, you act like children, singing on the phone, whistling. Come on now, who's going to take you seriously?
Nobody's whistling.
Come on now.
I would like to know that you've been listening since July. Have you found a solution here?
No, her solution is to always look on the bright side of life.
Do you hear me coming up here with all the information on the bank and this, the government, and this? Do you ever hear me commenting on that? You do not. So, you guys
You don't have to. If you don't want to, don't call the show. You're not going to talk about what we're talking about.
And see all the things that are coming about. So, you guys are the ones who should be coming up with the solution.
You should talk about something else, because there ain't a whole lot of babble.
Why should I be coming up with the solution?
Tell him.
Who's that? Okay,
well, listen, folks. We're down to 11 minutes.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's that time.
Oh, no, it's not that time.
I'm so glad when we're having fun.
Oh.
Yes.
And then where are we going to go next? Perry Show?
Wherever you
choose. Yeah, you can always
go
to Perry Show, Jew. He's
Perry.
On.
Hallelujah, Lord, hear
I'm always on Perry Show. At least that's
Perry.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Let's
all get together and hold our hands and praise Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to thank y'all for coming out. Well, it's a rainy night for me.
It's a lovely night, and we really enjoyed
it.
Rainy
here, too.
This was our little treat.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jew. I'm glad you were able to be treated.
Let's all just praise Jesus, and we'll all hold our hands, and we'll just say how wonderful life can be. Life
well, good. That, I think that's a good idea.
It'll
that's
be a real
exactly what we should do. That's
and
exactly
do, so
what we
you,
should do.
And I'm sorry, Mace, were you talking to me? Well, it'll be a real treat for you too, darling. You have yourself a lovely evening.
Okay.
Now,
and
I don't want you to work too hard
have
now.
You a mute bit. Party. Mute
listen, you have yourself a lovely time at work. I don't want you working too hard now. And listen, you know, somebody steals something from behind you because you're not watching it. You're on the phone. That's all right. Just tell them that you had to go to the bathroom.
No, sweetheart. I have a job that saves your life every day, so thank you very much.
Tell me how you save a life every day. I just can't listen.
I'm not entertaining
you
on that, but
answer
his question.
Come on, now tell me how you save a life. I want to know.
This best of life on it, and thank you.
You want to know. Tell me how you save that life. Come on, darling, you tell me how you saving that life now.
Okay. She doesn't wish to divulge that information.
Stop.
I want to thank y'all for coming. Brian, do you have anything that you want
to
close out with?
Why to come when we're still here?
Because I'm thanking you before
and,
the BTR cuts us off.
Are you saving a life every day?
No, I'm not.
Well, praise Jesus. Let's
thank
hold our
you.
Hands and praise Antoinette that saves a life tonight.
Stop being so fast. Thank you.
Okay, now that you're done playing with the Lord. All right, thank y'all
darling,
for coming.
I'm never done playing with the Lord. The Lord walks with me. He talks with me. He's
always
with me. Praise Jesus.
Okay.
And that was a religious moment by the one not angry Jew, even though he's probably pretty angry.
By the one happy Jew.
The one lovely Jew.
Yo, Ron, good show, Ron.
Dear Lord,
good show.
Thank we
you.
Would like you to
appreciate
save our sister Antoinette and help her save a life today. And please keep Mace from saving too many lives because she's obviously just hogging up that part of the world. And well, save it for somebody else. Thank you, Jesus.
Jew, if you only knew, and if you only knew, man. Anyway, all right, yeah, well, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. Didn't show. I'm sorry, I missed last night, but I was too drunk and didn't really give a shit. That was my story from last night.
Thanks a lot,
but,
bro.
but,
sure.
No. Hey, what
can
I say?
Can we all end the show with the Monty Python, Always Look on the Bright
no.
Side?
See, I can respect
no.
that. When
with
somebody said that. It was too drunk and didn't give a shit, I can respect that.
I know. Can we all sing... Always look on the bright side.
I can respect that. And Jew, stop ruffling people's feathers, man. They don't.
It's what I do best, then, too.
Yeah, I know. I know it's what you do best, but everybody is not equipped to handle
it.
Well, you know what? That which does not kill us just makes us stronger.
I don't care what anybody,
that's right.
I don't care what anybody say or does in the show. I love you all.
Yes,
back
we love you too, Mark. We love you too, Mark, and that's why we're all here because we
right.
love each other. If we didn't
right.
love each other, we wouldn't even be here talking.
And I love
why,
you.
That's why I had this whole thing about what she was talking about. Oh, y'all just look at doom and gloom, and man, this is how it works.
Get over it.
You gotta get together.
Right.
You gotta get together and get down. You gotta get down in the mud. You gotta get down in the mud, and you gotta get dirty first. You gotta get dirty first.
I listen all
Mav,
the time.
You
I love
some
you guys.
Call
yes, you
but
do, Mave, and I appreciate
come
you listening.
Solutions.
And I love her too, and I don't have a problem with her. I really don't. And please don't confuse me with Mr. Solutions. I'm not him.
Oh, did I say solutions?
You
oh, I said
having
no.
fun. I love you all.
Yeah.
I am not that Negro. Trust me.
Did I say Mr. Solutions?
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
oh,
he did.
I apologize for that.
And I'm inebriated, and I heard that with a clear mind.
Yeah.
Funny, y'all.
Well, y'all have a
y'all
good day.
Y'all funny folks.
Yes, okay.
Thank you. You too, Mae.
Thanks for calling, Mae. Call tomorrow.
I love you, Ron. I love you, Antoinette. I love you, Jay. I love you, DK. What's the one angry Jew?
When you're feeling
Jew?
In the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle. That's the thing. They always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin.
Well,
enjoy
it. Well, why are you playing that? Why are you playing that?
Yeah. Always look on the bright side of life.
A gentleman of your breath. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And always look on the bright side of life.
Yeah. Fitting in to another BTR show.
Rod, I brought up a pair of shoes on that song.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good old song. Always delightful song.
Man.
Brought to you by the One Angry Jew.
There you go. We're not
and
affiliated.
And now on to Torment Perry. The Chocolate
on
Man.
On to Torment Perry. All right, that's it.
On
this
to the
is over.
Man.
We got
thank
off
you,
to the Chocolate
you.
Man Factory. Over to Willy Wonka's. Anyway, this is your host, Ron Reck, live on BTR. It's been a fun show. I'll see you all tomorrow night, same time, same channel. I'll be here with, of course, my beautiful co-host, Antoinette, and the rest of you, the crazy gang that comes on the show and listens to me rattle on about the bullshit that goes on in everyday life and government. So, anyway, it's been a good night. Have fun. I'll see you on Perry Show. Have a good evening, folks.